this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Texas House has given the go-ahead to issue arrest warrants for runaway Democrats who fled the state to block adoption of redrawn congressional maps. The maps, backed by President Trump, are designed to reflect the will of Texas voters, but the fugitive Democrats are having none of it, accusing Republicans of gerrymandering to gain political advantage. And such controversy is nothing new.
Democratic lawmakers left Texas to try to block Republicans from redrawing congressional districts in their favor. The term gerrymandering originated over 200 years ago to describe political manipulation in legislative districts. It was coined in 1812 to describe a district signed into law by Massachusetts Governor Elbridge Gerry that critics said was shaped like a salamander. Gerrymandering has continued since then. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in 2019 that federal courts don't have the authority to decide challenges to alleged partisan gerrymandering.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett. At Israel's request, the U.N. Security Council will hold an emergency meeting to discuss the hostages being held and starved by Hamas in Gaza. The BBC's Yolande Nell in Jerusalem.
The U.N. session was called after Palestinian armed groups put out videos showing two of the hostages, Ron Breslavsky and Eviatar David, looking weak and emaciated. Their families want immediate action to bring them home, and they've expressed alarm at suggestions the Israeli Prime Minister now wants to reoccupy all of Gaza, including areas where it's believed the hostages are held.
Firefighting crews struggling to contain a ravenous wildfire burning in California's Los Padres National Forest north of Los Angeles. The Gifford Fire has burned more than 72,000 acres. And smoke from the Canadian wildfires will make for unhealthy air across parts of the Midwest, Great Lakes, and the Northeast in the coming few days. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 53 points higher, NASDAQ futures up 45, S&P futures better by 9 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is an urgent message for investors over the age of 50. Silver is on the verge of making history. This is an opportunity you can't miss. We're Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, and we've helped thousands of investors move their IRA, 401k, or retirement account into physical gold and silver safely and securely. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our free 2025 Silver Investor Report and learn why now could be the best time to own physical silver. In this eye-opening guide, we reveal why silver is surging and could make new all-time highs, how to protect your retirement from inflation and market chaos, and the little-known IRS loophole that lets you own gold, silver, and even platinum, 100% tax and penalty free. Plus, you'll learn how to get up to $10,000 in free silver with a qualifying purchase. But don't wait for this opportunity to pass you by. Call us now and learn how to own physical silver today the smart way. Call 800-900-8000 now. That's 800-900-8000. Or visit us at AdvantageGold.com. Past performance may vary. Consult your financial or tax advisor. Call us at 800-900-8000.
Good morning at 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and of course with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
And there's an early problem on the Beltway. Just spotted it, outer loop right at I-70. Appears to be a wreck, not quite sure yet. There are two vehicles stopped in the left-hand lane. Nobody behind it. State Highway, State Police. This just happened within the last 2-3 minutes. So if you're coming south from Windsor Mill Road, you need to get over to the center and the right lane. They're sitting in a bad spot. No shoulder available, so we'll get some help there as soon as we can. But heads up south of Liberty Road for a backup early on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temps starting off mild for your Tuesday morning with numbers in the 60s. Heading toward the afternoon, a little bit more cloud cover. Temps still in the 80s for this afternoon, and that's going to be near average for this time of year, even a little bit below average. Keeping those 80s around on Wednesday under mostly cloudy skies as well. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Another pleasant morning. Bel Air currently 64 degrees. Ellicott City has 62 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. The Baltimore County Council has rejected the nomination of Khadija Walker as the next Inspector General. County Executive Kathy Klausmeyer nominated Walker to replace Kelly Madigan, who has led the office since it was created 5 years ago. The vote against Walker was 5-2, with Council members Pat Young and Julian Jones voting for her. Klausmeyer is disappointed that Walker's appointment was not approved, and the vote means Madigan will continue to serve in the position. She says any future nomination will be left to the next county executive, Klausmeyer filling out the term of former county executive Johnny Oshesky, who was elected to the U.S. House. City police investigating a double shooting in West Baltimore. Officers called to the 2600 block of West North Avenue shortly after 5:30 yesterday afternoon. They found two men with gunshot wounds. The 34 and 72-year-old victims, both taken to hospitals. No word on the conditions of the victims. The owner and operator of the cargo ship that crashed into Baltimore's Key Bridge have filed a lawsuit against a shipbuilder for the power failure that led to the 2024 bridge collapse. Grace Ocean Private Limited and Synergy Marine Private Limited claim that HD Hyundai Heavy Instruments of South Korea designed and installed a faulty switchboard that led to repeated electric failures on board. And a repeat violent offender has been found guilty of first-degree murder in the November 2024 shooting death of a man in Baltimore. Amir Barnes Henderson shot and killed Gary Lee Matthews in the 4900 block of Frankfort Avenue following a verbal altercation at the One Stop Liquor Store. Lottery numbers, pick 3, 272, pick 4, 1834, and at 6:06, next it's Steinland Sports.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, ooh, deep
high
breath.
High five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security all on our ultra reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked!
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back, but only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The Orioles' bullpen implodes.
And a high fly ball out to right field. Does he have it again? He does! Grand slam, Kyle Schwarber! With chance of MVP in the background as he took that swing.
The great Tom McCarthy with the call on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Schwarber's monster slam, part of an 8-run six, mostly off Corbin Martin, who failed to retire a batter as the frightened Phils pummeled the hapless Orioles 13-3, the final in Philadelphia last night. Game one of the series goes to the Phils. Phils bashed 6 homers in all. Manager Mancelino after the game.
I thought we competed well the first 5 innings. Once Povich came out of the game, he threw the ball incredibly well, but once he came out of the game, we just weren't able to give our hitters a chance to have competitive at-bats.
Unfortunately, it is not a 5-inning game. Ravens welcome the Colts this morning to Baltimore. Controlled scrimmage. It'll be one day. Starters to see lots of action. Here's John Harbaugh on why it's one day.
And, you know, we used to do 2 days, which we kind of moved past that. You know, the second day is just chippy day, cheap shot day. So none of that.
None of that. Coming up in 30 minutes, the saga of Grayson Rodriguez continues. And that is Stein on Sports.
Farmers and ranchers, when it's time to buy or sell ag equipment, think Purple Wave Auction. We're your go-to online marketplace for tractors, combines, sprayers, and more. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Experience the Purple Wave difference. Nationwide reach with a local touch. Purple Wave Auction. Whether you're expanding your operation or streamlining your fleet, we've got you covered. Visit purplewave.com today. Fuel your farm with Purple Wave Auction.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
We're not gonna take it. No way. Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Tuesday, August 5, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up in this hour, we'll take a look at the shootout in Upper Fells Point. It has got a number of residents and neighbors questioning, do we still want to live here? More to come from the CIA Director John Ratcliffe. We'll hear from him shortly as well. But the top story here this morning is Attorney General Pam Bondi and the Justice Department acting seriously now on the criminal referral by the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, on the declassified evidence that she has found, has impaneled a federal prosecutor to assemble a grand jury to investigate whatever you want to call it, Obamagate, the Obama coup attempt, Russia collusion hoax, whatever the case may be. All right. So, I mean, that is a good step. That is not a definitive step. We got a long way to go here. I mean, I think the ultimate is that you hope there are going to be some indictments down the road, but there's no guarantee that there will be. You know, it depends on where the grand jury is. Now, I'm hearing that the grand jury may be assembled in Florida. Since President Trump was a resident of Florida. And I guess they have that flexibility. Yeah. They can impanel a grand jury wherever they want. I mean, Jack Smith, the persecutor, did establish that precedent. So we have an unnamed federal prosecutor who will present evidence to a grand jury in the Russia collusion hoax in response to this criminal referral. And last week, the DOJ confirmed it had received this criminal referral. And let's not forget, also, Christopher Wray has been referred criminally as well to the Justice Department. What's at play here? Is it Hillary Clinton in an attempt to cover up from her crimes? And that would be multiple. Taking classified material and putting it on a server at home outside a SCIF with her emails that were hacked by the Russians, maybe even the Chinese. And you'll not forget that the DNC was hacked. And it was a gentleman by the name of Seth Rich who tried to blow the whistle and blow the cover on this whole thing. Guess what happened to him? He was murdered. And we still don't have a suspect in the murder of Seth Rich. I find that a little bit bizarre. Anyway, Ratcliffe was on with Trey Gowdy the other day, the CIA director. He says, hey, wait, there's more documents to come.
I've talked with FBI Director Patel. He and I will be declassifying additional documents that show just how sinister the FBI was in, you know, amplifying Hillary Clinton's Steele dossier as real and credible to be included in the intelligence community assessment, but also in how they buried the counterintelligence referral memo that I mentioned before, how they went to great lengths to try and keep that out of the intelligence community assessment. So there will be more to come. And I think that, you know, people should expect that the Trump administration will continue to shed transparency and light and truth again, because, Trey, there is no question, this was the greatest political scandal of our lifetime. No one wants to see this happen again. It derailed our country. It derailed President Trump's presidency, his first 4 years in office. And it really is a stain on our country that should never happen again. And Donald Trump is committed to making sure that it doesn't.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Still to come, Tulsi Gabbard, how deep is the deep state? But your reaction, do you expect anything to come from this grand jury? And mind you, it's going to be months.
Months, if not years.
Right.
613 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM traffic weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
And a little better look here on this wreck on the Beltway. It's on the outer loop right before you get under the triple bridges at I-70. Thought at first there's only two vehicles involved. Got a little bit lighter outside. There's a third vehicle rammed into the back of the first vehicle. So now there are three vehicles involved. It looks like a deputy has arrived there. And in the meantime, the fire department is also coming in. So once they arrive, you know, things can change. So right now it's only the left-hand lane blocked, but we'll see what happens. Two lanes getting by to the right. You'll have to start to make the move if you're coming south from Liberty Road. When you get to the bridge at Windsor Mill Road, make sure you're in the center and the right lane. Right now, looks like they're going to have to be towed out of here on top of that. So we'll see. Maybe a while, and already a problem backing up towards Liberty Road. And you know, very quickly, it's going to go back to 795. Overnight construction, and they're going to be down to a lane maybe for the rest of the morning in the area of Reisterstown Road and Owings Mills Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy today, a little more humid. Temperatures will be in the 80s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy again in the 80s with a chance for a stray shower or two. And then the heat is coming back for the dog days of August. Cloudy, 68 in Annapolis right now, 65 in Columbia. Time for some one-liner news for you today. Elon Musk has received a $29 billion pay package from Tesla. Remember you used to jump up and down at the Trump rallies?
Yes.
Oh, you haven't seen anything yet. $29 billion. Jeez.
Money's falling out of his pockets. That's why he stopped jumping up and down.
Now that it's been revealed that she is a registered Republican, President Trump has been gushing over the Sydney Sweeney ad. We'll play that for you in our MAG update a little bit later on. But before Sydney Sweeney joined the GOP, the two biggest Republican boobs, Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell.
Yes.
LeBron James reportedly involved.
These two are much better, I must say.
In a $5 billion project to launch an international basketball league to rival the NBA. I'm thinking here, putting together an international basketball league is going to require a lot of traveling. Who better than LeBron?
The traveling.
The dribbling.
In a recent interview, actress Jessica Biel admitted she enjoys eating breakfast in the shower.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. That could be dangerous, especially when you mix up the shampoo with the maple syrup.
Yes.
Sounds like Kramer.
I can't imagine doing that, actually.
No.
How would you pull that off?
It would have to be like a breakfast bar or something like that. You can't eat a full breakfast while you're showering. Conservative firebrand Marjorie Taylor Greene is threatening to leave the Republican Party.
Wow.
Yeah. So the GOP is trading Marjorie Taylor Greene for Sidney Sweeney.
There we go.
Some might call it an upgrade. I don't know.
Just a little bit.
After endorsing Jon Stewart for president, Donald Trump has lashed out at Charlemagne the Goof. You see, he was on with Larry Trump over the weekend.
No.
Why give him a platform? I just don't understand that. So Trump did not hold back. He even said that Charlemagne was more like a breakfast flake instead of the breakfast club.
Yep.
Where was this guy? Where was your political chops? I mean, what was his background in politics?
None.
Yeah, exactly. President Trump has reestablished the presidential fitness test for America's school kids. He even has a slogan for it. Make America's kids hate gym class again. You remember it? Did you ever take the presidential fitness test?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I did. Chuck, did you? Or did you barter your way out of it?
It's just,
I had a stand-in.
Hired a guy?
Yeah, sure. Listen. Here's a couple all-day suckers and a Coke.
Exactly.
Do that rope drill for me.
Oh, geez.
First off,
I'm in a damn rope.
I bet you didn't know it was National Underwear Day.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
And I bet you didn't know there was a National Underwear Day song.
Sing the underwear song. Sing it all day long. Sing the underwear song.
Apparently it was brief.
A brief song.
Yeah, it was a brief song. So today, in honor of National Underwear Day, Chuck, you change with Bruce. Bruce, you change with Gary.
Gary didn't wear anything.
Well, that's a little TMI. Wow.
The man goes commando, patrol every day.
Absolutely. Underwear. All right.
Now, the one thing we didn't do when we had our cruise here at the station that we did later on with a couple other stations I did a cruise with, we did a wear your underwear on your head party.
Yeah.
There might be a reason for that.
Yeah. But the people on the ship that didn't know what the hell we were doing thought, this must be a cult.
It was. Yes, since it was only you and
Luber. 400 people walking around with their underwear on their
head. It's only you and Luber. The rest of the cruise ship were like, what the hell?
Yeah, but the problem is Frank kept his on for the rest of the rest of the cruise.
He's looking out of both holes.
All right, Chuck. See you in a couple. 619 410 922 6680 1 800 WCBM 680. We'll open up the phone line. So here's the question. Do you expect anything to come of this grand jury? Now, there's a lot of. Look, the declassified evidence that I've seen so far appears to me that the intelligence community came back and said there was no significant impact. Russia tried not to help Trump or help Hillary, but they just try on, every 4 years to try to sow.
Matter of principle.
Yeah. Division, mistrust, if you will, in the American electorate process. That's what they do. And they did it on this particular case, but it wasn't to help Trump. There was no, and then they collaborated They said that Trump collaborated with the Russians. That was the big hoax. That was complete. They called him a traitor. He was betraying his country. And this was all cooked up by Hillary Clinton with the dirty dossier that she paid for with the Fusion GPS. Then she used Republicans like John McCain to disseminate it, and others. And Obama and Biden and Brennan and Clapper and Comey, they all knew. They knew it was false. They knew it was a hoax, yet they used it anyway to discredit Trump and then start the eventual impeachment process to try to get him out of office.
Yeah.
That, folks, is a that is a coup. It is a soft coup, but it's still a coup by any other words. You want to call it treasonous, you want to call it seditious, whatever the case may be. I agree with CIA Director Ratcliffe, the biggest political scandal, if not one of the biggest political crimes in the history of the United States. Get your thoughts, see if you think anything will happen. 6:20, well, up next we'll hear from Tulsi Gabbard on just how deep is the deep state. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the President and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Hey, folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family-owned, family-operated for over 90 years. Now, that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top-quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHRC number 1566.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. We're excited to introduce our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservation, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. And right now, no enrollment fees and no dues through summer. That's right, shoot more, spend less all season long. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
We've heard from Paz. He says, I'm not getting my hopes up. The GOP never follows through. But wouldn't it be great if Hillary Clinton faced a jury of her deplorables?
Yeah.
Yeah. That might be just worth the price of admission in and of itself. By the gun... A commercial we just heard for Free State.
Yeah,
it reminded me of the Sidney Sweeney tactical arms shooting gallery. Did you see
she's
that?
Good, man.
And
she's good.
She's a good shot. So
yeah, she her split was 9.5 seconds.
Yeah,
9.5 seconds.
She, I think all she hit every target.
Yes, 9.5 seconds.
You do not want to mess with.
Yeah, actually, I have the audio for that coming up later on in the show. It's like, wow. All right, just okay. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 6:23 on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Once again, the man who knows all, Chuck Whitaker.
Things have gotten worse. They always get worse on these wrecks on the Beltway. This is in the area of the I-70 on the outer loop. There's construction there, so no shoulder available. Three vehicles were involved in the left-hand lane. One just pulled off the roadway and is going to go down south of the bridge at I-70. The fire department now is just starting to make the move there. And give me 1 second. And it looks like now we're going to have all the lanes back open. The medic unit is pulling away. Fire department is still in the right lane. So this is changing as we speak. But we're getting some lanes back open again. They're going to move everybody south down onto the right side of the roadway just south of I-70. So it's not going away. They're still going to be looking at it. And we're backed up very quickly, of course, all the way back towards 795. But we are moving the lanes once again. This accident now will be on the shoulder just south of I-70. New minor wreck on Bel Air Road at the Beltway on the northeast side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
The Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday, mostly cloudy today. A little more humid. Temperatures will be in the 80s, and right now we're on our way. Cloudy 68 in the city, 66 in Middle River. So Tulsi Gabbard, the DNI, who basically found all this and unleashed it to the world, made criminal referrals, which now have led to a federal prosecutor impaneling a grand jury somewhere to see if anybody can be found guilty of the seditious conspiracy or as an indictment. The indictment come first, obviously. Yeah. She was asked, she was on with Glenn Beck the other day, and she was asked just how deep is the deep state? How difficult is it to find all this stuff while you have a deep state holdovers that are trying to protect it and keep it from you?
As we are finding these documents, going through them, declassifying and releasing them, we are learning more about who is actually directly involved and implicated in this. We're learning more about who may have been in the room and who was loudly protesting against it, recognizing how wrong it was. We have whistleblowers coming forward with their own documentation of their protests and their unwillingness to go along with this. So, yes, there are people who are still working within the intelligence community who had a hand in this. As we are identifying them, it will give us the opportunity to make sure that they and others like them, who, again, are so willing to weaponize intelligence to subvert the will of the American people, can no longer work in the intelligence community.
And that's what we've seen throughout the pattern here, throughout the Obama-Biden years, has been the weaponization of just about every federal agency. Mm-hmm. We've seen the IRS weaponized against the Tea Party. Remember that?
Yep.
During the Obama years. We've seen the DOJ weaponized against President Trump, the lawfare, and it's ongoing. The intelligence community has been weaponized against the president. And now, of course, there are allegations of how they've weaponized the Bureau of Labor Statistics and others, even the Fed. As Natalie Winters,
that's why the hell Bureau of Labor Statistics is gone.
There's a great piece by Natalie Winters. She, of course, the War Room fame with Steve Bannon, and her expertise is the CCP. She has written an eye-opening bombshell of an article just on how the CCP is infiltrating the Fed. Believe it or not. And so maybe we'll get to that a little
toward
bit later.
Toward what
on.
End, I wonder?
You know?
Toward what end?
Because they want to have a pulse. Because the Fed is considered the economic engine of the United States. Money supply, the big banks, the global banks, not so much mob.
Is there any indication they're trying to play with the numbers?
Well, I think they just want to know. And some of the accusations.
At this point.
And they're basically, they want to steer it in one direction. Mm-hmm. We'll get to it. It's a lengthy article, but maybe we'll discuss some of it a little bit later on the show. But the CIA Director Ratcliffe and the FBI Director Patel are going to release some more damning documents proving that the FBI covered up Clinton's collusion hoax while amplifying this dirty dossier by Christopher Steele. And again, this was basically Ratcliffe said that the FBI actively suppressed counterintelligence referral about Hillary Clinton's plan to frame Trump while giving full legitimacy to the now debunked dossier. It was being called the Clinton plan at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the way she was going to wriggle out of any, remember, no reasonable prosecutor, Jim Comey. That was all part of it. Now it makes sense, doesn't it? He read all that stuff that day in July, and then at the very end says, no reasonable prosecutor. We're all scratching our heads like, what the hell just happened?
I remember we were sitting in studio here while that happened. And for the first 14 and a half minutes, I was convinced, wow, they're going to actually get her. And then it says, by the way, we're doing nothing. Just thought you'd like to have a nice 15-minute break in your day.
And by the way, Tom Fitton and the folks over at Judicial Watch have just uncovered FBI and DHS documents revealing that the Biden regime covered up counterintelligence concerns over Minnesota Governor Tim Walz's ties to communist China. So we knew it. We talked about it when he was named the vice president. And, of course, it went nowhere, folks. But that's because the Biden regime had a hand in covering it all up. Reverse mortgages are, yeah, some people think they're, again, they just don't understand how they work. And let me just tell you, this was a program put in by former President Reagan to help seasoned citizens stay in their homes as they age and they're on fixed incomes the rest. And I guess I have to count myself in that category now as well. So you look at it, and it is a loan that you take out that you determine when you want to pay it back. And it's the only loan you'll ever have that kind of flexibility with. And Mark McVeary is the reverse mortgage answer man. He'll come out to your home, answer your question, your spouse's question, your family's questions, all the questions. If you're 62 years of age or older, you're having some money issues, maybe you miscalculated for retirement, maybe you had medical expenses, maybe it's just difficult getting by, then the reverse mortgage might be the answer for you. So call Mark, 410-788-7070, 410-788-7070. Tell him I told you to call you. That's Mark McVeary, your reverse mortgage answer man. 6:30, time for news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. The owner and operator of the cargo ship that crashed into Baltimore's Key Bridge, they have filed a lawsuit against the shipbuilder for the power failure that led to the 2024 bridge collapse. Grace Ocean Private Limited and Synergy Marine Private Limited claim that HD Hyundai Heavy Industries of South Korea designed and installed a faulty switchboard that led to repeated electrical failures on board. According to the NTSB, the dolly lost power four times in the hours before it struck the bridge, which then collapsed, as you well recall, and killed six construction workers. A repeat violent offender has been found guilty of first-degree murder in the November 2024 shooting death of a man in Baltimore. Amir Barnes Henderson shot and killed Gary Lee Matthews in the 4900 block of Frankfort Avenue following a verbal altercation at the One Stop Liquor Store. Barnes Henderson had previously been convicted of multiple handgun charges that prohibited him from possessing a gun. He is facing life plus 25 years when he is sentenced on September 25th. Demolition crews taking down a Baltimore building that partially collapsed over the weekend. The building at 310 North Utah Street, one of two that was condemned, after a structural assessment determined that it posed an imminent danger. There will be an assessment of the nearby buildings after all the demolition work is completed. The Baltimore City Department of Transportation says North Utah is fully closed from West Mulberry to Saratoga, the closure expected through this morning. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott will be attending 9 National Night Out events in the city tonight. The mayor will join state and city leaders for an afternoon press conference at the We Our Us event, which will be streamed on Facebook and Charm TV Baltimore. National Night Out is held each year on the first Tuesday of August in an effort to build healthy relationships between communities and law enforcement. And the Baltimore County Council has released its proposed redistricting map. The county must expand from 7 to 9 districts as a result of a 2024 ballot question. The map would create 2 majority black districts in Woodlawn and Randallstown area and combine Essex, Middle River, and Waterford communities into 1 district. It's at 6:32. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the 3s.
This is Pastor David Lewis at a Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with today's moment of truth. The world is in terrible shape. Wars, disease, poverty, terrorism, hopelessness, and despair. More than 3 billion people live day to day. Over 150,000 people who woke up today won't wake up tomorrow. What hope do people have? Drug abuse and alcoholism are rampant. Suicides are on the rise. Mass murderers are in the news all too often. And yet, what can we do to stop it? You can't legislate these problems out of existence. The government can't save us from the dilemma in which we find ourselves. But there is a way out. A way out for everyone who finds themselves in the midst of strife or despair. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. Join me each Sunday at Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church at 11 a.m. as we learn more about the only hope that is left for mankind. This is Pastor David Lewis, and this has been today's moment of truth.
Pick 3 lottery, 272. Pick 4, 1834. And now, traffic and weather on the 3s, Chuck Whitaker.
Wreck on the Beltway now is on the shoulder, outer loop south of I-70 with a state highway truck there with the arrow board. So we're getting 3 lanes by, but they're looking at it, and it is attracting attention. It's going to be here for a little while. Heavy damage to some of the vehicles. They have to wait to be towed off the shoulder. Right now, the backup is all the way back to 795. So if you're coming south, right around I-70, just to make sure, get in the center and the left-hand lane. The minor wreck at Bel Air Road in the Beltway apparently quickly cleared. That should be okay. There's a report of a vehicle fire way out in western Maryland. but it's affecting the eastbound lanes of I-70. It's before the interchange at Interstate 81. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temps starting off mild for your Tuesday morning with numbers in the 60s. Heading toward the afternoon, a little bit more cloud cover. Temps still in the 80s for this afternoon, and that's going to be near average for this time of year, even a little bit below average. Keeping those 80s around on Wednesday under mostly cloudy skies as well. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Orioles were in Philly last night to start a three-gamer, and they held their own through five. But tied at three in the sixth, it all went to pieces on one pitch.
And it swung on, crushed, and that is the first hit for Harrison Bader. It's a three-run home run. Straightaway left field.
Tom McCarthy with the call on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Newly acquired Harrison Bader delivered for the Phils. The three-run shot opened the gates for an eight-run sixth in a Philly romp, 13-3 over Baltimore. Before the game, manager Mancillino confirming the news first delivered by GM Mike Elias over the weekend that Grayson Rodriguez's season is over.
He's got surgery coming, the thing that Mike mentioned. So he'll have the surgery. I don't want to get my dates confused here, but possibly the 11th is the surgery, so I'll have that and go from there.
Hasn't pitched. Grayson Rodriguez now hasn't pitched since the middle of last year. Elsewhere in baseball, Timonium native. How about this? Spencer Horwitz had a huge game on Sunday for the Pirates.
To right field near the foul pole and clear the deck. Another cannonball for Horwitz. Three-run towering homer.
Pirates TV with the call. Two homers are going to career-high six runs batted in for Horwitz. Horwitz played baseball and hockey at St. Paul's School and now plays first base for the Pittsburgh Pirates. 2 weeks into training camp, and new cornerback Jaire Alexander continues to impress slash amaze head coach John Harbaugh.
You can see the obvious skill set. He can move. He's just got a knack for playing the ball. We say a lot of times, you know, you cover with your feet and you play the ball with your hands. You don't cover with your hands. He understands that. We had a few pass interference penalties out here where guys didn't understand that.
Alexander with two interceptions last Saturday, a stellar performance Sunday at M&T Bank Stadium. Of course, he'll participate today when the Colts come to town for a controlled scrimmage. Sidebar from yesterday, Lamar missing practice, excused absence. Tyler Loop had the day off. Safety Kyle Hamilton appeared to come off the field early and was stretching his groin. He did not return. Elsewhere in the division, the Browns having quarterback troubles as usual. Four are in camp, and they're all hurt or stink, except one Joe Flacco, so the team signed old friend Tyler Huntley, Snoop, to a deal that was Lamar's backup here in Baltimore. And finally yesterday marked day one of the 52nd annual White Marlin Open in Ocean City, Maryland. The Baltimore B-Boat brought in the first qualifying blue marlin of the tournament, 929.5 pounds. My God. According to DelmarvaNow.com, the tournament also saw the arrival of the first yellowfin tuna, 52.5 pounds, a catch on the C-minus student boat, which was exactly what I was when I was in high school. The time now is 6:37. When we return, MAGA gets a man thrown out.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
You know, I also had a couple of D's in high school, which is exactly why I'm on the radio today. Oh. And,
we have a very low bar for sportscasters.
We always had a saying when I was at CBS that, radio, it's you were a C student in school. And that's why you're in radio. All right, so this happened in St. Louis. A man attending a recent Major League Soccer game, MLS, claimed his choice of attire resulted in him being asked to leave the event. Michael Wetzel is his name. He'd been wearing a red Make America Great hat, Make America Great Again hat, at Energy Energizer Park, that's the name of their stadium, and a member, and he basically was escorted out of the building, and as he was going out, he was saying, "I am Michael Wetzel, and I've been asked to leave because of the Donald Trump ad." A member of the venue's security team responded by saying, "We're non-political here. We don't want any kind of political messaging. The rules at Energizer Park, if you look them up, stated that political banners were not allowed, but nothing about hats, shirts, etc."
Yeah, I saw the video. I saw a video of this, and he was, while they were trying to escort him out of the ballpark, he was pointing at all the people that were wearing like pride flags, shirts,
right,
hats,
whatever. Making a statement.
Exactly, and they were allowed to stay. None of them were escorted out. It was only the MAGA hat that got him singled out.
By the way, this email, this is all yours, Gary, right? Because you brought up the White Maryland Open, and you're the one who initiated the story here on the air.
I think I'm in trouble.
You said, "I was wondering what fishing rod I'd need to join the tournament. I don't have a boat, but I was trying to get lucky from the surf." So, I mean, what kind of rod and reel, how many pound test line, and what kind of lure? It's only fair that you answer the question, since it's your sport you're covering.
I think this guy is you-know-what out of luck with with that fishing rod. How are you going to compete? By the way, Michael Jordan's boat is out there.
Zebco and 10-pound test line.
Right, so how are you going to compete? What?
Yeah. Zebco is kind of a...
So how are you going to compete with Michael Jordan?
The Marlins don't come that close to shore. That's the answer for your...
Oh, okay,
fishing.
There you go.
Okay.
Whew.
So 929 pounds. That's big,
that
right?
That is a big fish.
Okay,
wow.
Yeah, that's what
thanks,
I thought.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate
that. Yeah, so a midday guy weighed that amount.
640, 20 minutes now. Before the hour of 7 o'clock, you're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, John Brennan, remember John Brennan? We just want you to know, he's reiterating this and reiterating this. He is as pure as the driven snow.
I think both Jim Clapper and I were aghast when we saw that the leaders of the intelligence community were pushing out this information that was taken from that period of time, declassified and pushed out, and then they make these outrageous claims and allegations.
Outrageous claims and allegations with no basis in fact whatsoever, like the following statement that the Russians wanted Trump in 2016.
It is critically important to remember that the Russians interfered in the 2016 election. They tried to undermine the integrity of the election. They tried to hurt Hillary Clinton. They thought Hillary was going to win the election, but they also wanted to help Donald Trump's prospects of being elected.
I see. So they thought Hillary was going to win, but they wanted Donald Trump to win instead. Let's check that with today's reality. John Ratcliffe over the FBI says intel was available on Hillary's plans well before Hillary announced Hillary's plans.
There was intelligence from foreign intelligence services that one U.S. presidential candidate was trying to frame another candidate for treason, claiming that he was an agent of a foreign power, an agent of Russia. And that intelligence was never shared with oversight committees on intelligence. But for the good fortune of me being able to find John Brennan's notes and declassify that, that secret may have been hidden forever.
Yeah, okay, now here's the real deal. The Russians had the information a week before the story broke here. Either they're the world's best guessers, or this was a carefully laid out plan, not by the Russians, but by Hillary Clinton. Mr. Brennan, there's no way of squaring that. Again, John Ratcliffe.
What you learned in John Brennan's annex this week was 6 days before that, Russian intelligence predicted that's exactly what would happen, that there was a Hillary Clinton plan and that the FBI would pour oil on the fire of a firestorm that would consume the country for the next 3 years.
And then, of course, when the FBI found out about it, they did what they did. They buried the story.
They didn't open a file. They didn't assign an analyst. They didn't investigate at all. They just spent the next few years, really, amplifying the lie of Hillary Clinton's Steele dossier and burying the truth of her plan to frame Donald Trump. It is the greatest political scandal that we hopefully will be the last that we'll see in our lifetime.
And, of course, John Brennan continues to try to cover. I mean, this is like putting a Band-Aid gaping wound.
Sure does. Because of the scope, depth, and breadth of this scandal involving a former president, two former presidents, okay, an FBI director, an intelligence community director, a CIA
Secretary
director,
of State.
Secretary of State, you name it, right on down the line. The deputy directors at the FBI, Lawyers at the FBI, FBI agents.
Bury the story.
Yeah, I mean, they have to, had to try. And then they put them in burn bags and forgot to burn them.
Whoops.
So they get burned. Love the irony of that.
643 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, a man who burns up the airwaves all the time. It's Chuck Whitaker.
The Harbor Tunnel's right now up to about a 15-minute delay. Southbound 95 is backing up towards the Eastern Avenue Bridge. 895 is backing up to the Erdman Avenue ramp. Everybody's open, but that right now is pretty much the normal delay through there for this time of the morning. The Beltway west side, still the problem. An accident moved from the left-hand lane to the right shoulder on the outer loop just south of I-70. The state highway truck is still there with his flashing lights. They're looking at it. We have three lanes getting by, but a lot of folks are staying out of the right lane. Back up on the Beltway is all the way back towards 795, and 795, you have a little trouble merging out onto the Beltway because of the backup beginning right in that area. Don't see any problems early on the JFX. There's a vehicle fire. Been there since 2:30 this morning, way out in western Maryland, and eastbound I-70 is still affected, maybe still closed, in the area west of Interstate 81. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, it is going to be a mostly cloudy day today. A little more humidity. Temperatures will be in the 80s right now. It is 67 and cloudy in Pasadena, and it is 66 in Parkville. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of
Okay, Chuck.
The Elephant Man.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Who played him again? John Hurt?
Oh, wow.
Was it John Hurt?
I can't remember.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That was great. Good movie.
I saw it. Yeah. He won it.
I saw it. Yeah. But I never forget it.
Yeah, he...
He didn't have a trunk. I know that. Yeah. I saw that part.
Right.
Uh-huh. I got nothing there.
Yes. Let's get to the food update. Yeah. Pumpkin spice pancakes. Your favorite, Bruce, returned to IHOP.
No.
Getting an early jump in the fall. The pumpkin spice braid with the turn of the pumpkin spice pancakes crumble, partnering with the new Freakier Friday film releasing this week, a new Freakier Friday key lime blackberry cake. And now through August the 9th. All right. Wendy's quietly swapped out their whole cut chicken of its honey butter chicken biscuit for a new ground chicken patty. That's shared with the chain's value price crispy chicken sandwich. So, again, they've gone cheaper. That's the cheaper option there. The ground chicken patty versus the whole cut chicken.
I don't like that.
And first, I'm not a big fan of Cinco de Mayo because it's not our holiday.
But, and never like mayonnaise.
Yeah, exactly. But now, of course, Disney's got this new at their adventure park in California. They're calling it the Spirit of Dia de los Muertos. That is the Mexican phrase for Day of the Dead.
Yeah, yeah.
So they have got this whole new Day of the Dead menu out there. Like the achiote half chicken, loaded chicken quesadilla, the buñuelos bianco.
With mayo.
Fried tortilla chips coated in cinnamon sugar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They have apple cider margaritas and much, much more. So yeah, now we have the Cinco de Mayo.
With mayo, yeah.
Yeah, Cinco de Mayo, and now we have the Day of the Dead menu at Disney.
I guess they have the coffin queso.
With mayo.
Exactly.
Put the queso in the coffin, just dip it right out of there.
That's right.
Put the lime in the coconut.
Drink it all up.
Brew it up.
Yeah. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 647. By the way, there's an article in this morning's Baltimore Sun. There are two members of the House of Representatives. One is a firebrand Republican. The other is a radical Democrat. And they have become friends over the years.
Okay.
So much so that this Republican spent New Year's Eve at this Democrat's house having Chinese food and playing games and so on and so forth. Can you guess who the two are? And since it's in the Baltimore Sun, I give you a hint.
All right.
One of the representatives is a Maryland representative.
Okay. So the firebrand Republican.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take Marjorie Taylor Greene and Jamie Raskin.
All right, that's a good guess. All right, but you're close. You're half right. It's Jamie Raskin and Lauren Boebert.
No kidding.
Yeah. They have become, apparently Boebert struck up a conversation when he was battling cancer, his chemotherapy, and they talked it out, and they became friends. Obviously, they're political enemies, but they apparently are friendly now, that to the point where they visit each other's families and go over each other's house. So there's, I suppose, hope for those relationships and those families that that have been estranged due to the division in politics.
So what you're saying then is if Lauren Boebert could get a hold of his ways and change the direction somehow, then we wouldn't have Jamie Raskin to deal with anymore.
No. No, yeah, maybe she, it's a long way.
It's a long way.
It's a long way to get there, that's for sure. Yes. All right, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680 is our number. If you care to join us, we'd love to hear from you. And by the way, coming up next, shootout in Upper Fells Point has a lot of neighbors and residents saying, what are we doing here? Why are we still here? And this after the mayor last Friday said, hey, homicides are down, non-fatal shootings are down. Meanwhile, their neighborhood's getting shot up. And it got shot up pretty bad, too, by a young man, 34-year-old man, was shot multiple times in Upper Fells Point. So that's coming up top of the hour. Marsha Blackburn on the border. Don't miss our MAGA update today, where President Trump weighs in on the whole Sidney Sweeney ad, and when he finds out she is a registered Republican. 6:50, 10 before the hour, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Looking for fun just off Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got three mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a nine-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels, from family fun to serious practice. It's all here, next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex, Mitchell's Golf Complex. Open daily. Golf, fun, close to home. Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at mitchellsgolf.com.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Listen, if you're in the market for kitchen appliances, you have to check out Town Appliance, right on Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. I'm talking Whirlpool, Gen Air, KitchenAid, Monogram, GE Cafe. They've got it all. Trust me, I walked in and went bug-eyed. The showroom is stunning. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, well, super knowledgeable. They're open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Check out townappliance.com. But seriously, take it from me. You need to see this showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for all your appliance needs.
Hey, folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family-owned, family-operated for over 90 years. Now, that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top-quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHRC number 1566.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Coming up between now and 8 o'clock this morning, well, I'll tell you, one of the previous occupants of the public relations jobs during the Biden administration, I think she was at Department of Defense, she says the Biden staff, in talking about Biden's dementia, they're all handling it differently. Why? Because they all have their own lawyers who are telling them specifically what to say. Unhinged Democrats, will focus on them next hour. And Blackburn, it's of course Marsha Blackburn on the border. That and more coming up between 7 and 8.
Yeah, we'll also be discussing the big vote that happened at the Baltimore County Council yesterday. It was a 5-2 vote, and Kathy Klaasmeyer and the Democrat machine got rejected with their handpicked nominee, Khadijah Walker. So that means that Kelly Madigan will remain the Inspector General of Baltimore County for now.
Well, okay. That makes me happy.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 6:53. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Fort McHenry Tunnel says, well, we'll get into the act now. There's an accident coming out of the lift tube southbound. They're in the painted out area, so we're getting all four lanes south. But they're right before you get down to the ramp at Key Highway. You'll see it. There are two or three police cars there, and everybody's tucked over to against the wall and the left-hand lane. But in the meantime, we're going to be slow coming into the tunnel southbound. We were already backed up anyway on 95 back to O'Donnell Street. 895 is slow back to the Erdman Avenue ramp. The remains of an earlier accident this morning, which was on the Beltway on the outer loop south of I-70, just changing the camera. Still there, the state highway truck has left the scene, but the vehicles are still there on the right side against the guardrail. So three lanes are getting by. We're going to be slow. It's not going to recover anytime soon for that traffic coming south from 795. Bruce, you mentioned earlier that Utah Street is closed. That's a building that may collapse. And as a result, Utah Street is closed downtown in the area at Mulberry. But there are plenty of streets to use to get around that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, a mostly cloudy day today, a little more humid temps in the 80s. And right now it is, we're getting up there, starting to be a little bit warmer than it has been. 66 and cloudy in Severn, 68 under cloudy skies in Dundalk. Upper Fells Point, the latest neighborhood to be disrupted by random indiscriminate urban violence and gunfire, leaving residents in Upper Fells rattled after this shootout between three dudes. There's video of this. Fox 45 has it at their website. Ed Marcinko, he's a local resident. He said that he heard the shots, which gunfire report involved multiple shots, occurred just across the street from Marcinko's home.
I know friends that say, we were getting home 15 minutes later, 20 minutes beforehand. What do? We're locked up in our own homes. We're prisoners in our homes.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically what you are. And even in broad daylight, you are not guaranteed safe passage in Baltimore City. And Marcinko described the damage to his home.
It hit my windows, went through my window, and hit my plaster wall. It's getting closer. It's in residential neighborhoods.
Yeah, Ariana, she is a person that works at a local veterinary hospital on the same street. I think it's Bank and Register there in Upper Fells. She said that it's just unbelievable that, you know, you have this kind of gunfire, criminal activity in where you live.
You feel safe around your neighbors, but you don't feel safe on the street.
No. Nobody. We had a guy yesterday said that it's not safe, and he was in Federal Hill. It's not safe in Federal Hill, not safe in Canton, in Fells Point, Upper Fells Point. And now that's got a lot of residents talking about getting out. This was on Friday. Mayor Scott and others crowing about homicides are down, non-fatal shootings are down, and we're really tackling and making a great progress on violent crime. And then you have incidents like this happening, and that leaves Mr. Marcinko and others trying to figure out maybe it's time that we get out.
I'm here all my life. I don't like it anymore. I'm in my retirement years. I don't like it anymore. I'm here and already. A couple people are scheduled to put their houses up for sale.
Listen to the data in Upper Fells. 12 aggravated assaults, 11 robberies, 2 carjackings, and the recent shootings prompting a lot to say, maybe we just don't want to live here anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, what else? What would you do? If this was going on in your neighborhood?
I'd be gone.
Yeah. You'd put your home up for sale, and you'd be out of there quicker than stink on manure. Bill in Owings Mills.
Hey, guys. How's your summer going?
Very good.
Good,
very
Bill.
Nice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I just want to say, first of all, I was very sorry to hear about you on my call.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I got your message.
And then, may he rest in peace. The next thing I want to say is, Kim Klasick, who I love, that follows you, said this very eloquently, that this stuff in the city is largely self-inflicted. What I mean by that is they vote for the same people over and over again, and when they're offered change, they don't do anything about it. It's okay to complain, but what do you do about it? When Mayor Scott was reelected, it was a lowest voter turnout around. So where's the problem? And she's right.
Yeah, but I think you need better candidates, number one.
true, but I like.
I think we're seeing what happens in New York when you nominate flawed candidates. They're going to be close to electing a communist there. Same thing's going to happen here, unless you find better candidates who care about the city. And I can tell you now that Mayor Scott is contemplating a third term. He is now raising money at Martha's Vineyard. We'll get to this a little bit later on in the show. But he wants to run again. He wants a third term. And under the rules, he can do it.
Whose councilmanic district is Martha's Vineyard? I forget. Offhand.
You know, these people never cease to amaze me.
You're right, Bill. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. I'm not sure who's handling Martha's Vineyard right now.
Hmm. Yeah. Is it just is it? Is
you it, know, it, who's running that is Act Blue, the big sketchy, schemy Democrat fundraising arm of the Democrat Party. So they shake down all these rich. I mean, these are very wealthy Democrats that live on Martha's Vineyard.
I
couldn't afford to visit Martha's Vineyard, okay? But people who live there, and they're just dyed-in-the-wool Democrats, and they've got nothing better than do with their money than to make sure that progressive kooks get nominated and get elected in office. You know, like Brandon Scott and others. So, like Zohran Mamdani, I'm sure they're bankrolling him as well.
I just wonder if this is an expiation of guilt. You know, that somehow they feel that they've now evened the scales and they're all holy because they're supporting these people who are nice somehow.
Yeah, maybe. 7 o'clock on the morning drive.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Radio 680.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Texas House Speaker Dustin Burroughs says Democrats who fled the state to block a vote on redrawn congressional maps face a choice: return to work or risk arrest.
Whether it's tomorrow or next week, the House will complete its required duties. I have signed the civil arrest warrants. We will work with DPS to locate members.
The revised maps are designed to reflect the will of the voters, but Democrats cry racism, accusing Republicans of playing politics. A Southern California pastor rallying opposition to a bill in the state assembly, which he calls a child trafficker's dream. Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel Chino Hills warns that California Assembly Bill 495 would let total strangers remove young children from public schools or even daycare centers.
It allows an individual to obtain this new form. They fill it out. The bill does not require a background check. There's no requirement for the school to call you to ask you if it's okay if John takes your daughter out of school. If this bill passes, I am going to ask you to leave the state of California. You're going to need to pack up and you're going to have to get out. You got to get out. You got to run. With your kids, you got to go. It is unbelievable. So much so, don't believe me. Go to realimpact.us.
Tomorrow we'll hear from a public policy expert who warns if SB 495 passes on August 19th, it will open the door to similar laws and legislatures all across the United States, further eroding parental rights. Wildfire, California's Los Padres National Forest. It has charred more than 72,000 acres and threatens hundreds of homes. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures have turned mixed. The Dow futures down 1 point. NASDAQ futures 88 points higher. Townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good Tuesday morning at 7:03 on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
There's an accident on the south end of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, the left tube southbound. They're in the painted out area outside of the tunnel, so we're getting all four lanes southbound, but we're a little bit slow as you're exiting from the southbound left-hand tube. Resulting backup on 95 is back to just around Eastern Avenue. 895 is backed up to just about the Erdman Avenue ramp. So 15-minute delays. All four lanes are moving. You'll have the flashing lights and we'll be a little bit slow coming out of the left-hand tunnel on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temps starting off mild for your Tuesday morning with numbers in the 60s. Heading toward the afternoon, a little bit more cloud cover. Temps still in the 80s for this afternoon, and that's going to be near average for this time of year, even a little bit below average. Keeping those 80s around on Wednesday under mostly cloudy skies as well. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Pikesville right now has 65 degrees, 5 degrees warmer downtown. Baltimore has 70. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on the Morning Vibe with Casey and Elliott. The Baltimore County Council has released its proposed redistricting map. The county must expand from 7 to 9 districts as the result of a 2024 ballot question. The map would create 2 majority black districts in Woodlawn and Randallstown areas and combine Essex, Middle River, and Waterford communities into 1 district. There have been several public hearings on redistricting, and the council believes these changes reflect the priorities and concerns of county residents. City police have released a video of a shooting suspect, and investigators are hoping the public can help identify him. Police want to speak with a man shown in the surveillance video in connection with the July 16th shooting in the 1000 block of Carey Street in the Western District. Anyone with information asked to please call the police or Metro Crime Stoppers. A Catonsville man, among the 3 men arrested over the weekend during a state police bust of illegal car rallies in Montgomery and Prince George's counties. William Reese has been charged with gun possession, and police say they confiscated a loaded handgun from him. Reese was taken to the Prince George's County Detention Center following his arrest. Maryland Governor Wes Moore has proclaimed August as Immunization Awareness Month. And the health department is highlighting the importance of back-to-school vaccines. State health officials say a bilingual social media campaign targeting parents and caregivers is running throughout the month on its social media accounts. And the Baltimore County Council has rejected the nomination of Khadijah Walker as the next Inspector General. Kelly Madigan, who has led the office since it was created 5 years ago, will continue in the job. The vote against Walker was 5-2, with the council members Pat Young and Julian Jones, the only 2 voting for Walker. 7:06 on WCBM. Next, WCBM Stein on sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. The last place Birds pummeled in Philly last night by the first place Phils. 13-3 was the final. 6 homers given up by Baltimore pitching, with the bullpen imploding behind starter Cade Povich. Corbin Martin facing 6 batters, none retired, 5 hits, a walk, a home run. Manager Mancelino in the postgame.
Big leagues are hard. I mean, this is a really hard level to pitch at.
and pitching here against this lineup's really hard. So, you know, guys are going to have their ups and downs, and, you know, today definitely wasn't his best.
Kind of getting tired of that excuse at this point. Dean Kramer goes for Baltimore tonight at 6:45, game two of the series. Before the game yesterday, Mancillino announced that Grayson Rodriguez will have elbow surgery. It's not Tommy John, but he is out for the year. Respect between receivers on the Ravens as they prepare for a controlled scrimmage today against the Colts. Third-year pro Zay Flowers on 13-year veteran DeAndre Hopkins.
Man, a lot of people say, oh, D-Hop, he lost this, he lost that. Nah, he still got it. You feel me? It might take a little bit longer to warm up, but he still got it.
And finally, Wizards guard and Baltimore native Bub Carrington giving back to the community, hosting a youth development camp in Baltimore, promoting basketball, mental health, and giving out back to school supplies.
A very lively group of people. I think it went good, though. I think the kids really enjoyed it. Very lively camp, just giving back. I think they understood the message. The parents liked it.
The event was in honor of Bub's dad, Carlton Carrington Sr., known as Big Bub, known as a community pillar who passed away suddenly in March of this year. Coming up in 30 minutes, the WNBA fan accused of throwing a sex toy facing multiple charges. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777. Or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. And, of course, our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, Biden staffer weighs in on the mental decline conversation. It's time to move on. It's enough already. We have unhinged Democrats on the attack. But top story here today is Senator Marsha Blackburn. Others say the border and the job the president has done on securing the border.
Absolutely phenomenal job. As the border issue continues, it's nice to see that the conversation has changed. No longer it's we have a caravan of 30,000 individuals walking toward our southern border. Now the conversation is, you mean another week with zero illegal crossings? Wow. And that's what's happened during this administration.
Every town's a border town. Every state a border state. Because of Joe Biden, his open border policy, the sanctuary city mayors, and sanctuary state governors, who have this policy which actually has no compassion for citizens who were harmed by those criminal illegal aliens.
Yeah, this is no concern about the victims, because after all, we're too concerned about how people will be able to cope if we tell them, listen, you entered our country illegally, you have to go back to where you came from, and if you want to come here, go through the legal process. Wow, how will they ever live with lead a decent life anymore if you have that happen? Blackburn says to those police departments in this country, and some of those are here in this state, who simply are not cooperating with ICE, it's time to turn it around and begin to cooperate with this effort to make our streets safer.
Thank goodness for President Donald Trump and Secretary Noem and Tom Homan, who are deporting these criminal illegal aliens. And these local law enforcement officers need to be working with ICE, so that we remove people who are a public safety risk from the country.
Now, Sean, this I think is kind of important. She points out something that has been pointed out over and over again, although it's left the conversation the last couple of months. And that is, when this president was elected, over and over again, we were saying, a promise made, promise kept. There is no bigger set of promises made and kept than the promises Donald Trump made about the border. And Blackburn says, Donald Trump, promises made, promises kept.
President Donald Trump said, you elect me, I will secure the border. He has done that. Yeah. You elect me, we will deport these criminal illegal aliens. He has done that. Crime, violent crime is down in our cities. This is what the American people wanted to see, and Democrats who were speaking out against this are speaking out against what the majority of the American people wanted to see happen.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, they have something prepared for those who decide to hang around too long. That is a very nice jail cell, or a nice cage in the middle of Alligator Alley. We can figure something out. We can make this happen. 713 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is. It is the Chuck Whitaker.
The wreck on the Beltway, outer loop south of I-70, two or three vehicles involved. Still there. It's way off to the right side. Not really looking at it so much right now, but we're still backed up. It's moving a little better now. Again, south of 795. Apparently in that backup, there was a report of a broken down vehicle. I see a truck stopped on the right shoulder just before Liberty Road. So that may have been the vehicle they said was in the roadway, but now off the roadway, and the pace is a little better, actually much better than it was about a half an hour ago, at least at 795. Parkville side fills in on the Beltway, the inner loop towards Greenspring. You have an accident coming out of the left tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. They're behind the painted line. They're over against the wall, so all four lanes are open, but we have 15-minute delays or so southbound now at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast today, mostly cloudy and a little bit more humidity creeping into the area. Temperatures will be in the 80s. Pretty much the same for tomorrow. Back in the 80s again. Stray shower may pop up on Wednesday. Right now, cloudy 69 in Arnold. It is 73 in Stevensville. And time for our Mega Movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Well, the president was apprised of the fact that Sydney Sweeney was a registered Republican. She was doxed and outed by the left as a being registered as a Republican voter in Florida. And when he found out about the Sydney Sweeney registration, he reacted.
After Sydney Sweeney, it came out this weekend that she was a registered Republican. Any thoughts on that?
That who was?
Sydney Sweeney. She's like a very hot actress right
she's
now.
She's a registered Republican?
Yes.
Oh, now I love her ad. Is that right? Is Sydney Sweeney? You'd be surprised at how many people are Republicans. That's what I wouldn't have known, but I'm glad you told me that. If Sydney Sweeney is a registered Republican, I think her ad is fantastic. Okay, thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Yeah, and he also is still contemplating what to do with over the $150 billion so far raised in tariff money, tariff revenue. Well, he is contemplating what he's called a tariff dividend.
There could be a distribution or dividend to the people of our country. I would say for people that would be middle-income people and lower-income people, we could do a dividend, but one of the things we're going to be doing is reducing debt.
Yeah, and that's, I think, what most people want is the debt to be reduced instead of messing around with stimulus checks, dividend checks, or what have you. And, again, remember, when you've lost CNN, which the Democrats now have, Harry Enten went on yesterday. Remember, he called him the most influential president in history since FDR. And he says there's a reason why he thinks President Trump is even more influential now.
How is Donald Trump doing it? Well, he is signing a ton of executive orders. Get this, 180, the most in a year since Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Oh, my goodness, you have to go back to the first half of the 20th century, the last century, and to make a comparison, Joe Biden signed, get this, just 77 during his entire first year, and we're only a little bit in August so far, and Donald Trump making history with 180 executive orders signed so far this year. So that's why I said that in my mind, Donald Trump is the most influential president of this century and probably dating back a good portion of the last century. That is because he is remaking the country in terms of tariffs. He is remaking the country in terms of net migration. And he is remaking the country in terms of how much policy changes he's putting through in executive orders. As I said, it truly is history-making. Love it, like it, or lump it.
Well, imagine you're a Democrat voter watching CNN, and you just heard their pollster, Harry Anton, calling him the most influential president since FDR. No wonder they're exploding, and we have more evidence of that coming up at the bottom of the hour. Meanwhile, Stephen Miller went on to talk about the Russia hoax, which, if you missed it in the first hour, they're now Attorney General Pam Bondi, based on the criminal referral by Tulsi Gabbard, is impaneling an unnamed federal prosecutor to impanel a grand jury to look into the allegations that this was done at the behest of Hillary Clinton, and that Obama and Biden and Comey and Barron, and they all knew. They all knew. And Stephen Miller says there was a cost to the first-term presidency of Donald Trump.
The cost is incalculable of having the entire security apparatus of this country focusing on the hoax instead of the real national security threats facing America.
Right.
Lie after lie after lie that was told to the American people, preventing us from actually solving our relationship with Russia, preventing us from actually developing security and independence from all of our adversaries around the world, dealing with these big geopolitical questions. Instead, we were consumed endlessly by the same hoax, the same lie. And the charlatans that engage in this conduct are beneath contempt. They are without dignity, and they are beyond redemption. What they have done, you can't even measure the harm that it inflicted.
Yeah, indeed. By the way, Natalie Winters over at the War Room, she's got a great piece out on the CCP's inside the Fed. Shocking new evidence of Chinese infiltration in America's central bank. A decade-long infiltration campaign by the Chinese Communist Party has penetrated the Federal Reserve, coercing employees, stealing sensitive data, and compromising America's financial core. One wonders if this will be the nail in the coffin of Jerome Powell. That he might get fired even before he's supposed to leave in January. President Trump has authorized voter roll investigation nationwide. That's long overdue. We need to have our voter rolls purged and clean. For the first time in 50 years, negative net migration is now being recorded in the United States. I mean, think about it. Think about how many people were pouring over the border during the Biden years, and now we have negative net migration. And more evidence now that President Trump was right, that the BLS commissioner, Erica McIntarfer, inflated job numbers to benefit Biden and Harris before the last election. So if she did that to help Biden and Harris, what might she have done to hurt President Trump? He's also demanding America's first prescription drug pricing, which we need to get lowered significantly because Big Pharma has been cashing in.
Well, he says, you know, that we're now a favored nation status on that, which means we'll be paying for drugs what the least cost of any country on the globe is paying. Whatever that lowest cost for any drug is, that's what we'll be paying. You're talking about a difference there of like 1,500%, Sean. Yeah.
And finally, MAGA warrior Congresswoman Nancy Mace of South Carolina going all in. She's running for South Carolina governor in a huge MAGA fever pitch. Day 198 of the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
It's 7:21, and you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Good morning at 723 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
We're in Annapolis this time. Southbound I-97 still good here right at Route 32. A little more traffic, but it's all moving down to the bridge at 178 and absolutely quiet right now on 50 from the Bay Bridge at Sandy Point through the Severn River Bridge and then over towards I-97. Both the tunnels still with about a 15-minute delay or so. There's a wreck coming out of the left tube southbound. They're against the Jersey wall and outside the painted-out lane to the left-hand side. So it's not a big deal. Four lanes are still moving. 895 is backed up to the area of the Erdman Avenue ramp. If we heard me mention earlier, there's a big wreck out in western Maryland and a truck fire eastbound I-70 to the west of Interstate 81. And get this, 60,000 pounds of apples on board. Holy underwear. We've had apples. We've had hot dogs. What else do we have? Mushrooms.
We have a full meal available on the road.
Watermelons. 60,000 pounds of apples now baked out in western Maryland.
Yeah.
Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for fun near Route 140 and 795? Head to Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. Mini golf, a lit-up driving range, and a 9-hole executive course. Fun for all. Visit Mitchell'sGolf.com or call 410-833-7721.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy today. A little more humid, temps in the 80s. Pretty much the same for tomorrow with a chance of a stray shower or two. And then the heat will start coming back with a vengeance this weekend. All right, now cloudy 71 in Ocean City, 68 in Millersville.
Talk Radio 680 WCBL. You heard Marshall Blackburn. On the other side of the aisle, you have those who are saying, you know what, it's fine. If they manage to sneak across the border and they stay around long enough, we shouldn't bother them.
My focus has been on the people who have been here. Millions of long-term residents of the United States who happen to be undocumented that have been the target of this administration's increasingly aggressive and cruel arrest, detention, and deportation policies. If, and this is important to emphasize, they were truly only going after the dangerous violent criminals they so often talk about, there would be no debate, there would be no discussion.
Yeah, that's Alex Padilla. This has been his constant song, basically, is if people have been here long enough, I mean, it's kind of like Ali Ali Oxenfree. You know, they're playing Capture the Flag. Well, they capture the flag. Now you can't get them out. Well, yeah, actually, there's no sunset on this kind of stuff. If they snuck across the border, what is long enough, Alex? I mean, how short is long enough? 6 months? 2 years? 10 years? Just tell me what the numbers are so we can actually have a legitimate discussion on this.
Well, there's a danger in that mindset as well, because not only the worst, obviously these are people that got into the country illegally and committed heinous acts, but there are also people that shouldn't be here in the first place.
Correct.
That commit act, like, for instance, the illegal alien criminal with prior DUIs who killed a New Jersey mother and her 11-year-old daughter in a head-on collision last week.
Yeah.
Okay? So, again, even though it's a misdemeanor to come into the country illegally, you shouldn't be here in the first place.
Correct.
And anything that you do as a result is fruit of the poison tree.
Now, on another issue, actually has to do with the border state, that's Texas, Cory Booker says it's important for the Democrats to stop Trump for the midterms.
I'm sick of the gerrymandering, but if Donald Trump is going to push to gerrymander Texas, he's going to break the rules in order to win. He can't win by the rules they are right now. So he thinks you should break the rules.
He thinks he should break the rules. So if he's going to break the rules, or we think he's going to break the rules, we should break them first.
For Democrats to sit back and just say, okay, we're going to play by the Queen's rules. No. I'm telling you right now, we need to win in the midterm. We need to stop him from cheating, from lying, and from stealing the election. And if they're doing something to add their congressional seats, we need to look at our ways of doing that right now.
Yeah, in other words, if they're going to do things like that, we should do it elsewhere. Well, okay, you know.
I think we should do away with all gerrymandering.
Yes, we do.
It should all be gone.
I think it should be an impartial panel of judges who decides simply by population. Here's a basic contiguous shape. Here's another contiguous shape. This whole thing of having, Elbridge Gerry, who was the governor of Massachusetts a million years ago. That's where gerrymandering comes from, because the original one that he drew looked like a salamander. Yeah. So it became gerrymandering.
The problem is any district that you draw for race purposes is discriminatory.
Absolutely.
Any district you draw for political purposes is also discriminatory.
Yeah.
So you are alienating the vote, or you are manipulating and distorting the vote. So it shouldn't be practiced, shouldn't be allowed at all.
Okay, now, Sean, I know that we occasionally have difficulty with lyrics of songs. We misinterpret lyrics like, excuse me, while I kiss this guy. I mean, that happens with old rock lyrics. You can't fully understand what they're saying. So I know that you've had a little difficulty with AC/DC and Back in Black. So I thought maybe I'd do a little musical translation for you so you can fully understand exactly what they're singing. Are you ready for this, sir?
I guess.
Okay, here we go.
I'm still not quite sure I understand the lyrics. Coming up next, Democrats unhinged and on the attack. We'll share that with you just a second. Time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Mullet with a cockatoo. City police are investigating a double shooting in West Baltimore, Sean. Officers called to the 2600 block of West North Avenue shortly after 5:30 Monday afternoon. They found two men with gunshot wounds, the 34 and 72-year-old victims, both taken to hospitals. No word of the conditions. Owner and operator of the cargo ship that crashed into Baltimore's Key Bridge have filed a lawsuit against the shipbuilder for the power failure that led to the 2024 bridge collapse. Grace Ocean Private Limited and Synergy Marine Private Limited claim that HD Hyundai Heavy Industries of South Korea designed and installed a faulty switchboard that led to repeated electrical failures on board. According to the NTSB, the dolly lost power four times in the hours before it struck the bridge, which collapsed and then killed six construction workers. A repeat and violent offender has been found guilty of first-degree murder in the November 2024 shooting death of a man in Baltimore. Amir Barnes Henderson shot and killed Gary Lee Matthews, the 4900 block of Frankfort Avenue, following a verbal altercation at the One Stop Liquor store. Demolition crews taking down a Baltimore building that partially collapsed over the weekend. The building at 310 North Utah, one of two that was condemned after a structural assessment determined that it posed an imminent danger. There will be an assessment of nearby buildings after all the demolition work is completed. The Baltimore City Department of Transportation says North Utah is now fully closed from West Mulberry to Saratoga, and the closure is expected through the morning. And Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott will be attending 9 National Night Out events in the city tonight. The mayor will join state and city leaders for an afternoon press conference at the We Our Us event, which will be streamed on Facebook and Charm TV Baltimore. National Night Out held each year the first Tuesday of August in an effort to build healthy relationships between communities and law enforcement. 7:32 on WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hello, I am Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante El Bel Air, inviting you to come and visit us to see our new menu. Come and try a new grilled peach and burrata salad, our Sicilian baked salmon, our Venetian shrimp polenta, and let's not forget our gnocchi alla vodka. They are a must-have at your next visit. Come and see us again. Ciao, ciao. This is at the Liberatore's of Bel Air and online at Liberatore's.com. Liberatore's.com.
Grilling season is here, and you'll find your best deal on a new grill at Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville. Gas, charcoal, pellet, built-in grills, portables, flat tops, smokers, and more. All on sale and all waiting for you now at Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Pick 3 Lottery, 272. Pick 4, 1834. And now, traffic and weather on the threes, it's Chuck Whitaker.
The wreck coming out of the left tube of the Fort McHenry Tunnel is still there. It's in the painted out area. They're against the wall, so we're getting 4 lanes by. But I just heard a medic unit being dispatched to the accident scene, waiting for their arrival to see whether they pull in behind this wreck or they block the left-hand lane. So again, more flashing lights arriving. Several police cars are there and several other vehicles also involved. So it's backing us up. We have 15-minute delays, maybe a little bit longer, southbound right now at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temps starting off mild for your Tuesday morning with numbers in the 60s. Heading toward the afternoon, a little bit more cloud cover. Temps still in the 80s for this afternoon, and that's going to be near average for this time of year, even a little bit below average. Keeping those 80s around on Wednesday under mostly cloudy skies as well. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Bird's bullpen imploding last night in an 8-run sixth in Philadelphia.
And a high fly ball out to right field. Does he have it again? He does! Grand slam, Kyle Schwarber!
Tom McCarthy with the call on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Schwarber's monster slam, part of an 8-run six, mostly off Corbin Martin, who failed to retire a batter as the fighting Phils pummel the hapless Orioles 13-3, the final in Philly last night. They take game one of the series. Phillies bashed 6 home runs in all. Manager Mancelino after the game:
I thought we competed well the first 5 innings. Once Povich came out of the game, he threw the ball incredibly well, but once he came out of the game, we just weren't able to give our hitters a chance to have competitive at-bats.
Game 2 will be tonight at 6:45 with Dean Kramer on the hill for Baltimore. The Ravens welcome the Colts for a busy week. Controlled scrimmage today, the preseason game on Thursday night at the stadium. That game time will be 7 p.m. Interesting note here, because of Ardarius Washington's torn Achilles, safety is the rare position where playing time is there for the taking on the Ravens roster. And so it is then that second-year safeties Sanusi Kane and Bo Braid are making their cases. Here's John Harbaugh on Braid.
I think Bo is flying around. He's playing really well. I saw him. He's the first guy in the weight room in the morning. Saw him in there this morning, and he was lamenting the plays that he didn't make. So you appreciate that mindset. But very determined, very serious, doing a good job.
Braid, of course, a former Terp and the pride of River Hill High School in Howard County. The demolition of Pimlico's aging historic barns has begun, and even the most revered of them all, Stall 40, won't be fully preserved. This, according to the Baltimore Banner, in a memorandum of agreement reached last month with the Maryland Historical Trust, the Maryland Stadium Authority, tasked with the demolition, said it would identify elements that are quote-unquote anticipated for salvage, and that included Stall 40, which has often been the home of the Kentucky Derby champion during Preakness Week over the past 50 years. Upon closer analysis, however, of the site, the authority will only save the stall's facade and some other wooden pieces because termite damage to stall 40 has been too severe. Police in College Park, Georgia, told ESPN they've arrested Delbert Carver on Saturday after he allegedly threw a sex toy onto the court during last Tuesday's Golden State Atlanta game. Carver, who's 23 years old, faces counts of disorderly conduct, public indecency, indecent exposure, I don't know why, and and criminal trespass. A second sex toy was thrown onto the court Friday during the third quarter of a game in Chicago. Neither an arrest nor an incident report has been filed in that matter. And finally, the day one is in the books of the annual White Marlin Open in Ocean City, the world's largest and richest billfishing tournament. Barbara Beboat brought in the first qualifying blue marlin, 929 and a half pounds. It was the C-minus student boat, 52 and a half pound yellowfin. Nothing to report from Michael Jordan's boat called Catch 23. The time now is 7:37. When we return, SummerSlam has been upstaged.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Do the owners of Pimlico, do they ever hear of exterminators?
I was just was about to say, that's a shame about stall 40.
Stall 40 is throughout,
it's rampant. It's rampant throughout the barns. I mean, how did they upkeep that thing over the last 100 years?
Did they?
No.
Yeah.
That really is a shame.
That is a shame because that's historic.
But are you,
I remember down because I grew up in Bowie and they kept all those old stalls where some of the you know original Triple Crown winners were housed
way back in the day.
They're stabled back in they've been protected when they closed the racetrack there. It's just that's a shame that they can't keep stall 40.
My impression was that even after there's termite damage in this kind of circumstance, it's not cheap. But after you kill the termites, you can mitigate the damage and backfill some of the damage with stuff that will look like, appear like, behave like wood, but it's not wood. I mean, it can be done, so it's a shame that they're not willing to explore that avenue.
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
This guy's into woodworking and stuff, so why did you volunteer?
You
could have volunteered your services.
I mean, you've got time,
Vivian,
Bruce.
Wouldn't mind if you spent most of your day over at Old Hilltop.
Bruce, you only work from 5 to 9, basically.
I know, basically. I hardly work then, actually. I just kind of sit here and watch you guys jabber at each other.
Barely.
And
SummerSlam, I don't know if you saw the video. Was at, what's the name of the stadium? In East Rutherford, New Jersey. MetLife Stadium.
Right. Okay,
anyway, so forget about what happened on the mat. It was what happened in the stands. Six women got into a brawl.
Oh, no.
Oh, really?
Hair pulling. Everything. The video
is happening everywhere.
It's
happening
incredible.
In fast food restaurants and in airports, and it's just incredible. It's like the gorgeous, what was it, Glow? Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling years ago?
Yes.
Okay, of course.
This is no Glow. Not so gorgeous,
quick,
ladies of wrestling.
For you. Why is it that when you told us that story, you instinctively reached up for your hair, of which you have very little?
It's a reflex.
It's a twitch. You said hair pulling right away. Went up top.
By the way, you guys didn't notice. I got a haircut the other day.
Which one?
No comment from you at all.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it looks good either way.
You couldn't tell, right?
All right, thanks, Gary.
Goodbye.
7:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Speaking of wrestling, Texas lawmakers have now passed a motion to arrest Democrats. Governor Abbott ordered Texas DPS to arrest and return every derelict House Democrat that fled the state to go to Illinois. What are the penalties that they may face?
So very simply, it would be bribery if any lawmaker took money to perform or to refuse to perform an act in the legislature. And the reports are these legislators have been both, they sought money and they offered money to skip the vote, to leave the legislature, to take a legislative act, that would be bribery. And so the facts will have to come out. But I think based upon comments made by legislators themselves, they face a possibility of facing bribery charges, which is a second-degree felony in the state of Texas.
Yeah, it is. And Ken Paxton, well, Abbott says he thinks they forfeited their seats. Ken Paxton says they're looking to knock him out.
This idea of possibly knocking him out of office, we're looking at that right now. We are likely to pursue that.
But that's having ramifications all across the country.
Yeah.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul, talking about the Texas redistricting case, which prompted some of this, says she's had enough.
History will judge us and how we respond to this moment. But here in New York, we will not stand on the sidelines with the timid souls on the sidelines who don't care, will not invest their heart and soul into this battle. This is a war. We are at war. And that's why the gloves are off, and I say, bring it on.
Did you hear that? We had a prominent Democrat just said, we're at war, meaning with us,
yeah.
Republicans and the rest of the country. So let's take them at their word. They are saying we are at war, and I'm not advocating violence here, but let's stop playing pussyfoot, John Thune, Speaker Johnson, and the rest of you, and let's engage in the war. Then there's Lia Waffa. She says the new Democrat message carrier is Zohran Mamdani.
When someone stands up and says, I will lead this city by making it more affordable, and here are my plans, real plans, plans to deliver on child care, plans to deliver on housing, plans to deliver, we're going to experiment, we're going to try things on groceries. That is the Democratic message.
Yeah, the Democrat message, like, seize all means of production.
Yeah.
Which is what he has said.
Yeah.
That is a communist message.
A nice government-run grocery store, so that the government can then control what you're able to eat by what you're able to purchase to eat, when they have food at all.
They've tried everything else. It has not worked. Now their last-ditch desperation Hail Mary is communism. No wonder the Democrats are looking bad for the midterms in 2026.
7:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. 410 WCBM 680. First, though, it's time for Chuck Whitaker, Traffic and Weather on the Threes.
Brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I told you this medic unit was coming to this wreck on 95 at the south end of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. A lot of times when they arrive, they tend to block a lane, and right now, that's what they're doing. A left-hand lane coming out of the south tunnel on the left-hand side is blocked. Right lane of the left tube is open, and that's it. They may be clearing soon, but for right now, it's just adding to that delay. So we're going to be backed up even a little bit further now on 95 coming south from around Eastern Avenue, Moravia Road. 895 is backed up to Erdman Avenue. Pretty much now, the normal delays on the Beltway, no issues on the JFX from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. Eastbound I-70 is still closed west of Route 81, way out in the western part of the state. Tractor trailer on fire, carrying 60,000 pounds of apples. Unbelievable. Summer driving can be hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive get your vehicle ready. Check your tires, belts, hoses, coolant, and more. See Bernie today at 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with Traffic and Weather on the Threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, one question regarding that traffic note. Are those conventional apples or are those road apples?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. Chuck, about how many West Marylanders does it take to gather a bushel of apples?
Don't know that either.
It takes three, actually. One to gather the bushel and two to watch for traffic.
Is that a dig?
No, not at all.
Okay.
It's a testament to your traffic expertise.
Yeah.
I did realize eventually at the end of my career that I'd be doing agricultural reports as well.
You're nowhere near the end of your career.
If it ends up on the road, you're on it, buddy.
You are nowhere near the end of your career.
That's right.
Oh, okay. They have spent
that
real life.
That ended years ago.
They spent real life money on ink and paper with your likeness on it.
This must be my purgatory, Mr. Casey.
I think it is. Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Get me out of here.
Mostly cloudy, humid, 80s for the day today. Right now, we are 68 and cloudy in Parkville.
and it is a 69 in Middle River. And time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You will be the winner. We've got a WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirt and coffee mug up for grabs today. Ben is in Pikesville. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, everybody.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'm going right behind Chucky.
All right, right behind Chucky.
Here we are. Yeah. Good morning.
All right. I'm sure you got a scooper there. All right. Story one.
Need more than that.
Something.
And lose show business.
Something is rotten in the state of Denmark. Just when you think we've seen it all, Europeans have a way of surprising us in a bad way. The zoo in Denmark is asking pet owners to donate their animals to become food for caged predators.
Really?
Yes. You know, I mean, the tigers and lions, I mean, they're carnivores. They need to eat. And they're asking for your pets.
What, no relatives?
Story two. Remember Abelio Acosta?
Yeah.
CNN, former CNN host Jim Acosta.
Yeah.
Well, he's having a tough time finding a new gig, but his latest one is he's interviewing the AI-generated version of a dead teen to push gun control. Yeah. He's just an AI-generated version of a teenager who is now dead to push gun control. Mm-hmm. And story number three, a drone company is getting ready to scare the pants off arachnophobes with life-size AI drone tarantulas. The drone spiders can be programmed to basically terrorize the arachnophobe in your family or circle of friends.
Each
drone arachnid sells for $199. All right, story one. Zoo in Denmark wants your pets for food. Story two. Jim Acosta interviews a AI version of a dead teen to push gun control. Or story three. Drone tarantulas are all the rage. All right, we'll start with Kristen.
All right, well, I could see the Denmark Zoo. I don't know where PETA is. I guess they only operate in our country. But I could see that maybe being true, at least at one zoo. And I do think Jim Acosta is low enough to do something that dumb and offensive. So I think I'll go with three, the spider drones.
Kristen goes for the drone tarantulas. Bruce?
I think the Denmark story is appalling, if it's true. But let's assume that they're basically willing to be appalling and say that that's true. I think the Acosta story probably is true because that is how low he's gotten. So I'm with Kristen. I think that the drone spider story is a bit sketchy.
And Mr. Whitaker?
I'm going to try one because I think it's preposterous.
Which one? Which one, Chuck?
Number one.
Number one.
Yeah.
Stay out of this. You're not the author.
Ben in Pikesville.
It's a tough one because Kristen's always right, but... to me, one is crazy, so I'm going to go with one.
All right, Ben goes for story one. Nobody votes for story number two. Yeah, Acosta, he'll go to no end to make himself relevant. That is just disgusting and sick and true. Story one gets a couple of votes. The zoo in Denmark asking pet owners to donate their animals to become food for their caged predators is also a true story.
Wow.
It is the drone tarantula story that is our fake news story of the day.
So, I'll buy you a t-shirt and send it to you.
That bites.
Yeah, you better, Chuck.
Okay, Ben.
Wow.
Don't be pissed off. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Hey, he's a little annoyed at you, Chuck.
I'm sorry.
No, look. Wait a minute now. Ben, you started off by saying Kristen is always right. And then you said something other than what Kristen said.
I know.
So right. don't put this on Chuck.
That's the last time I'm going with Chuck, I'll tell you that much. Yeah.
Chuck has been stunned into silence.
Yeah.
I'm just letting him talk. Because he just worked himself right out of a t-shirt.
Hi, Ben. Thanks for listening. Thanks for playing the game. Sorry I didn't win this time.
I ain't spend no money on no Ben.
Maybe next time. Well, like you would anyway. You call up Acme T-Shirt Company. I'll take two.
He'll go back to his master lock to get into the prize closet. So it's there.
Exactly.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Can't wait for that.
He's got a lot of T-shirts for all the radio stations that he's worked at in the past.
I still have the Monarch of the Cheese.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I do.
That one has to
Maybe
be put
I'll
in.
Send
them that.
In the Hall of Fame Museum once you are inducted. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. 7:50, 10 before the hour, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barowie. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Listen up, homeowners. If you need more space, don't move, improve. Sean Casey here for AES Builders and Home Improvement. Not only are you saving money, but you're adding extra value in your home with a home addition that'll blend perfectly with your existing space. Whether it's a sunroom or expanded living space, AES brings the vision and craftsmanship to make it happen on time and on budget. Build smarter. Visit AESHome.us. That's AESHome.us. US and tell them I sent you to get a special discount on any new edition. AES, experience, integrity, results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
752, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot coming up next hour. Baltimore County, well, I'll tell you, you want an IG? It's not going to be the one that the current sitting chief in the Baltimore County government said that she wanted, so it would be somebody else entirely. Warren out for Mom Donnie and more on Sidney Sweeney and more. 7:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
The medic unit has left the accident scene southbound, coming out of the left tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So the two police cars are still there. So we should get the left-hand lane back very shortly, still with the red X overhead. So it's the right lane in the left tube only at this point. So we're backed up on 95 as we're heading into that area. So keep an eye out for that. It's going to be growing back to at least the Eastern Avenue Bridge. And then 895 has been slow from the Erdman Avenue ramp. It looks like now the medic unit is coming northbound into the right tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, probably heading up to City Hospital right there off of Eastern Avenue. So heads up in your rearview mirror, he's headed your way. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, a little more humid today. We're back up into the 80s. Right now, already cloudy and 70 in the city, and it is 67 in Reisterstown. And, of course, your calls and comments still welcome, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Up next, Kathy Kosmeyer and the Democrat machine take a hit. Well, the Inspector General nomination.
Not a minor hit either. They got clobbered on this one. Sabrina Singh, I believe, Sean, you said that she was at the Pentagon during the Biden years. She was asked to take a look at the Biden staff and how each of them individually are talking about Joe Biden's dementia.
It's a legal strategy that each individual is being advised on. So they're all getting different advice from their lawyers and they're taking different paths. I think genuinely what you are seeing, though, is that they, you know, talked about his fitness for office and they gave their own takes on what it was like to be in the room with him.
Yeah, but of course, most of them are talking. Some of them have decided to stay tight-lipped. But either way, she says, but you know, let's not talk about frail old Joe and his chocolate chip ice cream. It's time to talk about other cool stuff.
I'm not like really seeing like anything new. Comer has been, you know, investigating or looking at the Bidens for so long. I think ultimately, I mean, personally, Joe Biden has not been president for, you know, since Donald Trump came into office, hasn't been the nominee for over a year. I think it's actually time to focus on other things.
Yeah, because we're too close to the truth. Actually, here's the real problem, that we continue to peel away that onion layer by layer and begin to see the real truth behind all the lies that happened during the Biden administration. All right, now there's somebody currently sitting in Congress who may be losing her seat due to reapportionment in Texas. That is, of course, Jasmine Crockett.
Oh, Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal tier.
And I got to tell you, if she goes, I'm going to really miss her because she provides so much content for us.
I am smiling. Can you see the smile that is on my face? Guess what happened today? Guess what happened today? So we are about to talk about it. We understand that this ridiculous tyrant is trying to do everything that he can to break our democracy. My colleagues, my former colleagues from the State House, they say, deuces, we out. We don't like what you're doing.
Who talks like that?
They don't serve him. We don't serve him. He's not ours. He's not our constituent.
Okay, now one thing that's always amused me about her is she takes this, look at me, I'm from the ghetto kind of approach to language. She went to some of the most expensive schools in America. She went to her prep school was Mary Institute Country Day School in St. Louis. And the tuition there is roughly a college tuition every year. So she was there for a while. Then she went to an all-girls, very private all-girls school.
You have to remember, she had to study Ebonics at some place.
I mean, honest to God, folks, this phony accent she puts on to make her sound like I'm of the people, you know, then there you go. And then, of course, she decided to really take the high road.
Donald Trump is a piece of... Okay, we know that. Yes, yes. He is. He is. He is. But in a functioning democracy, he still would not be able to get away with this.
Really? Get away with what exactly? Following the Constitution? Behaving as a president? Ignoring the little jibes from pipsqueak like you? Yeah, I guess that...
That's just right. Look, I understand you don't like him. I understand you can't stand his politics. But that, frankly, is un-American.
Yeah.
It is un-American, and it is, I think, vulgar, and I think shows the true character of this deranged lunatic that somehow got elected down in Texas, calling him a piece of sugar honey iced tea.
I will go further than that. I think, you know, silence is consent here. What Democrat leaders have come out publicly and said, don't say that.
Right.
That's inappropriate.
But that's what they, it's a Hakeem, it's Kathy Hochul saying we're at war, it's, you know, again, the Democrats are being pushed to the brink of extinction. Thank God.
You're the leader of the House, Hakeem Jeffries. Yeah, the Democrats, Hakeem Jeffries, he should be standing up and saying, that is completely inappropriate. We do not characterize other individuals in that fashion. Don't do that again. There's nothing.
Well,
and she does it over and over and over again.
Republicans ought to introduce some censure or some, you know, reprimand of what she said publicly about the sitting president of the United States. I did not like Joe Biden, but I would never publicly say anything like that about Joe Biden or Barack Hussein Obama. Never would.
Hear, hear.
Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal
That's our Jasmine.
Have some respect for the office.
Yeah, if nothing else.
For God's sake.
No respect
for yourself. You don't like the occupant, but you're right. There's a lack of overall respect there as well. Coming up next, Baltimore County Council rejecting the Johnny Zero, Kathy Klausmeier, Julian Jones, Pat Young, hand-picked Inspector General nominee. And that's great news for Kelly Madigan. Stay with us.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
The arrest warrants have been signed, and Texas Governor Greg Abbott is ordering fugitive Democrat lawmakers to return home. They fled the state, denying Republicans the quorum needed to vote on revised congressional maps. Abbott says Democrats putting their jobs at risk and shortchanging their constituents.
Our fellow Texans are being let down and not getting the flood relief they need because these Democrats have absconded from the responsibility, and I believe they have forfeited their seats in the state legislature because they're not doing the job they were elected to do.
The governor, a guest on America's Newsroom on the Fox News Channel. America's top law enforcement officer ordering an investigation into the origins of the Trump-Russia probe.
I'm leaving the criminal charges to the Department of Justice.
Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard last month, she released documents aimed at undermining the legitimacy of the investigation that had established Russia meddled in the 2016 presidential election on behalf of President Trump.
The expressed intent and what followed afterward can only be described as a years-long coup and a treasonous conspiracy.
Attorney General Pam Bondi's ordered a Justice Department investigation into the origins of the Trump-Russia probe, directing a prosecutor to begin presenting evidence to a grand jury. Ben Thomas, Washington.
California's Los Padres National Forest is the scene of one of the state's largest wildfires, having burned more than 72,000 acres, threatening hundreds of homes. Fire also blamed for three injuries. Air quality across the upper Midwest, the Great Lakes, and parts of the Northeast is suffering. It's because of smoke generated by the Canadian wildfires. In Montana, the manhunt goes on for 45-year-old Michael Paul Brown, wanted in the fatal shooting of four people at a bar in Anaconda, Montana, last week. The Dow futures up 14 points. Townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've always been a strong believer in precious metals investment, and I've always been fascinated with rare coin collecting. But owning the wrong coins that only make dealers a lot of money can be catastrophic for your investment portfolio. AmFed Coin and Bullion specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experience scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Grovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning, it's 8:03 on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
So all four lanes are open now at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The accident itself is gone from the south end of the left tunnel. So everybody's back in business there. That's the good news. The bad news is both the tunnels now with a 25 to 30 minute delay, with 95 backed up beyond Moravia Road, 895 is backed up beyond Pulaski Highway. So we would think even right now it's going to be before 9 o'clock before we see any big improvements southbound, but we'll keep an eye on it. Beltway last check with the normal delays, JFX south of Ruxton Road with all the lanes clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temps starting off mild for your Tuesday morning with numbers in the 60s. Heading toward the afternoon, a little bit more cloud cover. Temps still in the 80s for this afternoon, and that's going to be near average for this time of year, even a little bit below average. Keeping those 80s around on Wednesday under mostly cloudy skies as well. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Bel Air has 64 degrees. Ellicott City has 63. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the heat will come back, though, folks. Just be patient. Here's the news. Demolition crews taking down a Baltimore building that partially collapsed over the weekend. The building at 310 North Utah Street is one of two that was condemned after a structural assessment determined that it posed an imminent danger. There'll be an assessment of nearby buildings after all the demolition work is completed. The Baltimore City Department of Transportation says North Utah is fully closed from West Mulberry to Saratoga. The closure expected through the morning. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott will be attending 9 National Night Out events in the city tonight. The mayor will join state and city leaders for an afternoon press conference at the We Our Us event, which will be streamed on Facebook and Charm TV Baltimore, and go from there. The Baltimore County Council has released a proposed redistricting map. The county must expand from 7 to 9 districts as a result of a 2024 ballot question. The map would create 2 majority black districts in Woodlawn and Randallstown and combine Essex, Middle River, and Waterfront communities into 1 district. City police have released a video of a shooting suspect and investigators hoping the public can help identify him. Police want to speak with a man shown in the surveillance video in connection with the July 16th shooting in the 1000 block of Carey Street in the Western District. Anyone with information asked to please call police or Metro Crime Stoppers. A Catonsville man, one of 3 men arrested over the weekend during a state police bust of illegal car rallies in Montgomery and Prince George's counties. William Reese has been charged with gun possession, and police say they confiscated a loaded handgun from him. Reese was taken to the Prince George's County Detention Center following his arrest. Others who were arrested face charges related to exhibition driving and other traffic charges. Pick 3 lottery number 272, pick 4 1834, and next it's Stein on Sports.
Comcast Business High 5 Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, ooh, deep high breath.
High five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security all on our ultra-reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked!
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back,
yay!
But only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys, Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. 4 relievers traded at the deadline for the Orioles, so there's an open competition in the bullpen right now, but unfortunately, no one really taking advantage.
And it's swung on, crushed, and that is the first hit for Harrison Bader. It's a 3-run home run.
Tom McCarthy with the call on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Newly acquired Harrison Bader delivering for the Phils. The 3-run shot opens the gates for an 8-run sixth in a Philly romp, 13-3 over Baltimore. Since the deadline, the Birds' bullpen has gone 9 2/3 innings combined. That's over 4 games. 18 hits allowed, an ERA of 10.25. Starters will see a lot of time today against the Colts in a controlled scrimmage. At the Castle, Ravens' reconstructed secondary will face an opponent now for the first time. Interesting comment here from Jair Alexander about fellow secondary mate Kyle Hamilton on what impresses him about the All-Pro.
I mean, he's like 6'7". I call him, his nickname is 6'7". I call him that all the time. Like, he's huge, man, and I love that. Like, I love playing with a bigger safety, you know, that's going to be able to fill the run fits. Hey, man, you fill all the run fits you want. I'm going to cover it. You know, that's what I like.
Alexander standing 5'10". And finally, yesterday was day one of the MIAA High School Summer Football practices. Several new faces this year, including first-year Calvert Hall head coach Tyler Ward. First-year coach at Loyola Blakefield will be Richard Holzer. A familiar face in a new place is former Calvert Hall coach Josh Ward, who starts anew this year at Mount Carmel. Coming up in 30 minutes, a Baltimore sportscaster icon goes into the Orioles Hall of Fame. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's 5 generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? Well, they've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. That is our number.
Yep.
And you can connect with us here, or you can do the email thing.
The Morning Drive. The
email thing.
At WCBM.com. Or the text thing.
The text thing.
And that's free at the mobile, using the mobile app. By the way, just go to your app store. Download it. It's absolutely free. Coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at Bear Scott. Is attending a fundraiser at Martha's Vineyard, and immediately everybody's going, for what? We have the answer. Sydney Sweeney is living in the heads of lefties everywhere.
It's great.
And our top story is the Bolivar County Council has rejected the hand-picked Inspector General nominee for Khadijah Walker. And again, this isn't about Khadijah Walker. This is about the Democrat Party machine in Baltimore County and in Maryland. Just in case you forgot, Johnny Zero, the outgoing county executive, his Uncle Bob was being investigated by Kelly Madigan for the unauthorized use of county vehicles. Julian Jones, surprisingly, one of the yay votes for Khadijah Walker, was investigated by Kelly Madigan, the current Inspector General, on two separate occasions. Two. And the vote yesterday was 5-2. A couple of Democrats is bipartisan. That would be Izzy Patoka, Mike Ortel voting against Khadijah Walker, and the Republicans, David Marks, Wade Ketch, and Todd Crandall, also voting against. Pat Young and Julian Jones voting for. Pat Young, he's a flip-flopper. Initially, he supported Kelly Madigan. Then again, I think the Democrat machine caught up to him. Boy, man, you need to rethink this.
Yes.
Julian Jones, who wants to be your next Baltimore County executive, he was always, of course, he was being investigated as well, so he was an automatic slam dunk. And here's some of the local color yesterday.
It was clear from the start that some members of this council had made up their minds before even hearing from her.
Miss Madigan deserves to be reappointed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First heard here was Julian Jones. And then, of course, let's hear from David Marks regarding this nominee.
County executive has a long record of public service, but on this issue, many of us simply disagree with her recommendation. Miss Madigan deserves a second term as Inspector General.
Yeah, boy, did she get the bum's rush. Here's Izzy Patoka and Mike Ortel, both Democrats.
Residency, I think, is important, and especially in all of the leadership jobs in Baltimore County. If you are not part of the community, it's hard to actually make decisions for the community.
It's the first time we've had to go through a process, and a lot of us, including the public, had a lot of concerns about the way the process was handled. Baltimore County, unfortunately, has had a long history of kind of backroom dealings. And unfortunately, I think this whole process has become the poster child for the sins of the past.
Yeah, indeed. All right. Coming up, we'll hear from the Democrat machine, Pat Young, Julian Jones, and Kathy Klausmeier, deer in the headlights, man.
Yes.
She made a statement, so we'll hear that. Get your calls and comments as well. And just a reminder how this whole thing went down. It just really, the stench from it. And thank goodness, Kelly Madigan. And there was also a final insult that they tried to throw Kelly Madigan's way. We'll tell you what that was in just a second.
8:13 right now. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, our traffic person man thing. It's Chuck Whitaker.
That morning construction area is underway now in Harford County. It looks like today they're in the left-hand lane, northbound 95 at Route 24. So there is a backup there. It's not quite a mile, but it's backed up pretty good. Northbound exit 76 as you're traveling through that area. Keep in mind, if you're downtown, they had a building that's in danger of collapsing, so they closed Utah Street in the area around Mulberry Street. And again, several options to get around that area, so that's not a big deal for traffic right now. But it's going to be closed probably through today as they check that out. Delays at both the Harbor Tunnels are continuing from earlier problems southbound on the south end of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So that's finally gone, and we're at least making some improvement. But there's still a pretty solid backup. The West Side Beltway now is actually looking a lot better at Liberty Road. The inner loop towards Green Spring has picked up a brief delay through there. It's a speed reduction heading over towards the JFX. And the Parkville side, not too bad, busy, but a little slow right here at the ramp at Harford Road.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy today. It's going to be a little more humid. Highs in the 80s. Pretty much the same for tomorrow. Maybe a shower or two. Right now, cloudy 71 in Pasadena and 69 in Parkville. Time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's 8:15. Once again, it is time for us to find out which lefty has completely lost it. So please, let's head to the circus. Please enter the big top, grab your seats, focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat clown car enters to the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps one Jonathan Capehart. He used to be a newspaper opinion guy, and he decided he no longer wanted to be in Jeff Bezos' employ. Why? Listen carefully. Here's the reason.
Jeff Bezos, the owner of the Washington Post, as is his right, decided that he wanted the section to focus on the twin pillars of personal liberties and free markets. And it became clear as time went along, and especially when he chose a new leader for the section, that there was just not going to be any room for a voice like mine. I wanted to go someplace where my voice would be heard.
In other words, he has a problem with talking about personal liberty and free markets. So he decided to leave because the Washington Post wants to talk about those things that make America, America. Personal liberties and free markets. He wanted to go where his voice could be heard. Well, I now know what he's against. What do you suppose he's for? Government control, I suppose. And anything but free markets. Government-run grocery stores are at the top of the list. And on, maybe he can get on Mom Dami's staff for his run for New York mayor, because that's the only place I can think the guy's going to fit right now. Mr. Capehart, please get back in the clown car. Exit left, if you would.
You know, actually, these liberals slash progressives slash Marxists slash communists, they out themselves. They've been hiding in plain sight for all these years. And then they basically, well, again, if you're against liberty, if you're against free markets.
You want to go somewhere where his voice would be heard.
There is a thing called a First Amendment, which is guaranteed by the Constitution. But he would just as soon take away your Second Amendment while trying to preserve his First Amendment. Yes.
It's just like, well, okay, wait a minute now. So what are you for? It didn't say that. Yeah. It just said, I don't want to be talking about personal liberty. Really? Well, that's kind of what I thought we were all about in this country. Pardon me.
That's just crazy. All right, back to the Baltimore County Democrat machine here that got spanked yesterday 5-2 in the Baltimore County Council. Here is the flip-flopper, Pat Young of Catonsville, who initially said Kelly Madigan should be reappointed, but then suddenly he changed his mind.
It is clear that Ms. Khadijah Walker is more than qualified.
Yeah, so he voted for Khadijah Walker. Why? Because he's a Democrat and he wanted to be fall in line. Then we have this guy. This guy cannot be trusted to be Baltimore County Executive ever. Julian Jones.
Today, I must admit that I am deeply disappointed and concerned regarding the council's actions here tonight. Ms. Khadijah Walker did not receive a fair evaluation for this position. And as I understand it, this will be the first nominee in Baltimore County's history to be voted down by this body.
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
There's always a first. There was always a first. So he's worried about how the treatment that Khadijah Walker got.
Yeah.
He said that wasn't fair. What about Kelly Madigan?
Honest to God.
Fraud fighter of the year who's doing a bang-up job. And you know what the final insult was? You know, Khadijah Walker was going to be paid $50,000 more than Kelly Madigan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, look, wow. we got to pay the black woman $50,000 more than the white woman.
On what possible basis?
That's the DEI construct of the Democrats here in the state of Maryland. Now, And this is not against Khadijah Walker. I mean, I'm not arguing her credentials or whatever. This is just the way that the stench of dirty politics is played here in Maryland. Here is the statement from Kathy Klosmar, the interim county executive.
I intend to leave any future appointment or reappointment of an inspector general to the next county executive or until an independent appointment board is established by the county council and voters.
Or until I have to stop reading this hostage script that has been placed in front of me. Thank you. Good night.
Classic.
It really is. All right, your calls and comments coming up in just a second here on the Morning Drive. From the law office of Michael A. Freeman, the lead counselor's here. Good morning, Michael.
Hello, Sean. How are you? So listen, seriously, I want to talk about our website. I was on it yesterday, and I'll tell you why in a second, but it's really an interesting and in-depth website. You can spend literally an hour at least reading about different areas of the law. For example, there are four interviews with me in regard to contributory negligence versus comparative, uninsured and underinsured, and how often do we talk about that, how we value a case, and how you decide whether to go to trial or settle. These are interviews. The interviewer, by the way, was the one and only Gary Stein from WCBM who did it. So you can watch that, and answers a lot of questions. Our little vignettes that we do every Tuesday, Steve and I, are all recorded and are all on the site. So if you hear something that we talk about and you remember it, but you don't remember exactly, all you got to do is go to maflaw.com, and you will find all of our little segments, which I think are pretty interesting. Among other things, hopefully some of you have heard my granddaughter, Reese Friedman, doing some spots on our radio station for the law firm. And besides being terrific at voiceovers, she has become quite the lady. And if you go to our website, and I would ask everybody, even if it's just as a favor to us, to me, to Steve and Rachel and me, go to the website and right on the home page you'll see the picture of Reese. And it's interesting because she did a spot like when she was about 12 or 13 and it was really cute. And now she's doing it where she's 20 and she's like a grown-up woman, and it's just terrific. And it says what we're about, a family firm. We've been family for over 40 years and we just keep rolling along. You can have firms that have the most lawyers in the history of the world, and they're from who knows where with 800 numbers located in Phoenix, whatever. But if you want lawyers who are here, who are family, who are Baltimore, we're the place to go. 410-363-6848. Please go on the site and take a look for yourselves, and we will be talking to you. Hey, the football season is actually starting. Thank God.
Yeah, indeed. And by the way, spoken like a proud grandfather.
Yes.
She is. You should be very proud. Reese is a fine young lady.
Thanks. Okay, guys. Talk to you all.
All right, Michael. All right, have a good one.
Bye.
All right, take care. Michael Loves Michael A. Freeman. The website he was just talking about, maflaw.com. That's maflaw.com.
Talk Radio 680, WCVM is 823. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Eastbound I-70 out in the western part of the state is still shut down. It was a tractor trailer on fire west of Interstate 81. Happened at 2:30 this morning, and the eastbound side is still affected. That's the new information just in from the state police in that area. They're going to start knocking down that building that was in danger of falling on Utah Street at Mulberry Street. So again, local traffic there. Packer Street is one way north. Green Street is one way south. So that would handle the traffic just to the west of that affected area on Utah Street. We're still recovering, still very slow, southbound from earlier problems at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, a little more humid, temps in the 80s today. Right now, 72 in cloudy Annapolis, 69 in Ellicott City. So let's recap, if you will, what happened here in Baltimore County. Let's go back and look and see just how bad this really was. Johnny Zero, the former Baltimore County executive, remember, he tried to put the handcuffs on Kelly Madigan when she was inspector general. He created the position, but then he didn't like the direction in which he was going, okay? So then he tried to handcuff her. That didn't work. So meanwhile, he gets elected to go to Congress. So he's leaving, and he's got to make sure that, you know, there's some unfinished business here. We got to clean up the mess. So he, again, Kathy Klausmeier was getting towards the end of her run, and he convinces her to be the interim county executive. At the same time, they put Carl Jackson in her seat.
Right.
Okay, so they kill two birds with one stone, and she was the hatchet woman. Okay, she's the hatchet lady. She was hired to fire Kelly Madigan. But then she kind of botches it up. Either you reappoint or you don't reappoint. And she decides, oh, you can reapply. That was the first sign of trouble for the hatchet lady. And then, of course, we find out she then handpicks this independent, quote-unquote, panel to interview the 23 candidates that had applied for the job.
Yeah.
But one of those panelists was Arthur Elkins, who was the boss of one of the applicants, Khadijah Walker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, not to mention that this has been totally non-transparent and a complete cover-up. And so then Kathy Klausmeier, knowing this isn't going well, because seven of the eight county councilmen said, we're going to vote for Kelly Madigan no matter what, she injects herself into the interview process. The person that could possibly be investigated is going to hire the investigators. Isn't that special, as the church lady used to say? So we got that. And then, of course, we're told that there are three finalists.
Yeah.
Okay? But we end up only hearing, well, we know Kelly Madigan's one. Okay? And now we know Khadijah Walker is one. We never heard of the other finalists.
Right.
I agree with my colleague Kim Klasick. I think Kim says there probably was never a third finalist. Okay? It was always Khadijah Walker, and that's she was basically from the get-go was identified. She was the hand-picked replacement to come in and take care of Kelly Madigan. The one problem that they had here is that they didn't have, I guess they thought they could pick off a Republican, and I guess they banked on Izzy Patoka and Mike Hertel. Now, Mike Hertel, I can't speak to his motivations. Why? I think he probably felt Kelly Madigan was just a better choice. Izzy Patoka, I think, wants to be county executive.
Okay.
And so this lines him up to be the anti-Julian Jones. So he gets Julian Jones. Oh, look at this guy. He was investigated twice. I mean, there's going to be some dirty politics there
for
the county executive race. So I think we're looking at Izzy Patoka versus Julian Jones there. Wade Koch, by the way, is retiring. Delegate Nino Mangione is running for that seat on the county council. This is getting very interesting, I think.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's basically how it all went down. And then, of course, now we hear Julian Jones whining and crying that this wasn't fair. He didn't get a fair evaluation. Okay? Julian, there's no whining and crying in politics. Take your ball and just go home, okay? Let's go to John in Eldersburg.
Morning, John. How are you?
Hello, John.
John.
John could not hang through the rant. All right, so your thoughts are certainly welcome. 410-922-6680. You know what should happen? You know what should happen next, I think? And I think that Kathy Klausmeier should have the decency, because she really botched this whole thing up. And by the way, her staff, Chief of Staff Amanda Kahn, she worked with Arthur Elkins. I think it was at the EPA, if I'm not mistaken, or some federal agency. So it's all interconnected, folks. You can see the stench of dirty politics here. But I think that Kathy Klausmeier should step down now, since she botched this thing badly. And, you know, wash your hands, say, okay, I tried, didn't work out. And then I think the Baltimore County State's Attorney, Scott Schellenberger, should announce that he's investigating to see how all of this went down. What was the role of John Olszewski? What was the role of Jim Smith in his victory slate here in Baltimore County? And let's see if we can remove remove the stench of Democrat politics once and for all. And by the way, it goes all the way back to Spiro Agnew. He was a Republican, mm-hmm. and Dale Anderson. So I think that, look, I'll applaud, for whatever reason, Izzy and Mike Ertel. They crossed their party machine, their party lines, and voted with the Republicans on this one. And Kelly Madigan really should have been reappointed. She has done an amazing job.
Okay, we've got 30 seconds. What has Klaus Meyer done other than this issue? I mean, has she...
She was in the state Senate.
No. As county executive, what has she done as county, as interim county exec?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Because, I mean, other than this issue, I've not heard any initiatives or anything else coming from
her. Well, she was interim. She was not going to run for the permanent, or the...
So the world stops, violence stops, crime stops?
She was hired for one job and one job only. Best of Morning Drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com. Rumble, Facebook page is brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman. Time now for news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thanks. Sean Catonzill, man, among the three men arrested over the weekend during a state police bust of illegal car rallies in Montgomery and Prince George's counties. William Reese has been charged with gun possession, and police say they confiscated a loaded handgun from him. Reese was taken to the Prince George's County Detention Center following his arrest. Maryland Governor Wes Moore has proclaimed August as Immunization Awareness Month, and the health department is highlighting the importance of back-to-school vaccines. State health officials say a bilingual social media campaign targeting parents and caregivers is running throughout the month on its social media accounts. Health Secretary Dr. Mita Sishamani says vaccines are an important part of the commitment to support the health and well-being of children in the state's school communities. The Baltimore County Council has rejected the nomination of Khadija Walker as the next Inspector General. County Executive Kathy Klausmeyer nominated her to replace Kelly Madigan, who led the office since it was created 5 years ago. The vote against Walker was 5-2, with Councilmembers Pat Young and Julian Jones voting for her. Klausmeyer is disappointed that Walker's appointment was not approved, but the vote means that Madigan will continue to serve in that position. City police investigating a double shooting in West Baltimore. Officers called to the 2600 block of West North Avenue shortly after 5:30 Monday afternoon, where they found two men with gunshot wounds. The 34 and 72-year-old men were taken to hospitals. No word on the conditions of the two victims. And the owner and operator of the cargo ship that crashed into Baltimore's Key Bridge, they've filed a lawsuit against the shipbuilder for the power failure that led to the 2024 bridge collapse. Grace Ocean Private Limited and Synergy Marine Private Limited claim that HD Hyundai Heavy Industries of South Korea designed and installed a faulty switchboard that led to repeated electrical failures on board. According to the NTSB, the Dolly lost power four times in the hours before it struck the bridge, which collapsed and killed six construction workers. 8:32, next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, I'm Chris Serbeck, president and owner of Crestlock.com. We have a state-of-the-art showroom and mobile showroom where you can see working systems before you purchase. Crestlock.com is located at 10015 Plaski Highway. Crestlock.com is your one-stop for access control, security cameras, alarm systems, and or locksmith service. I invite you to visit Crestlock.com or give us a call at 410-256-7800 to schedule to see Crestlock.com's mobile showroom at your site.
Hi, bird lovers. It's the moment you've all been waiting for. Our bird food sale at Wild Birds Unlimited in Timonium and Columbia. I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Brian. And that's right. All of the foods your birds love. Seed, peanut, suet, cylinders, bark butter, mealworms, and more are on sale now. Drop by and see us at Wild Birds Unlimited Timonium and now Columbia, or shop online at mywbu.com and save while you feed the birds.
Pick 3 lottery number was 272. Pick 4, 1834. And now at 833, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
I-95 is still slow. Was just looking at the camera back at Moravia Road, and part of that was we had an accident earlier which affected the left tunnel on 95 South. At Moravia Road, it's moving, but you're still looking from there down through the top of the hill at Keith Avenue through the Fort McHenry Tunnel
at least 20 to 25 minutes from that point. 895 has moved down just a little bit more into the area around the Urban Avenue ramp. So we're still 20 to 25 minute delays, moving with the lanes open. We'll see if it improves, but at least we're moving some traffic south and not so much at a stop and go pace at this point. Some slowing on the Beltway that continues. There's a wreck coming south out of Frederick now going into Montgomery County. It's on 270 southbound at Route 80. May now be on the shoulder. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Temps starting off mild for your Tuesday morning with numbers in the 60s. Heading toward the afternoon, a little bit more cloud cover. Temps still in the 80s for this afternoon, and that's going to be near average for this time of year, even a little bit below average. Keeping those 80s around on Wednesday under mostly cloudy skies as well. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Bad news all the way around for the Birds yesterday in Philly. The first place Phils crushing six homers last night in a 13-3 drubbing of Baltimore. Birds bullpen behind a decent start from Cade Povich, allowing four of those dingers. Corbin Martin facing six batters in an eight-run six, left without retiring one. Now, before the game, manager Mancelino delivering the inevitable news on the unavailable talent called Grayson Rodriguez, elbow surgery out for the year.
We feel for him. You know, the whole organization feels for him. And that's a guy that we're really counting on here in our organization to get us to where we want to go in terms of the season and the postseason. So,
elsewhere in baseball, the Blue Jays are the story of the AL East, and they continue their onslaught last night in Toronto.
And now Bo Bichette rips one. Center field in deep. Going back, Doyle at the wall.
Dan Shulman had the call on Sportsnet Canada, the second of two for Bichette, six driven in last night, as the Jays bang out 25 hits in a 15-1 romp over the Rockies. Toronto leads the AL East now by three games over Boston. Not too many legitimate position battles on this loaded Ravens team, but one that is happening is replacing Patrick McCary at right guard. Andrew Voorhees and Ben Cleveland in contention. Head coach John Harbaugh with his assessment.
Andrew's got the lead. You know, Andrew Voorhees is in the lead. Something would have to change. But Ben is, I will say, Ben, after, you know, he'll tell you, first three or four days didn't look too good. Then the next three or four days looked real good.
Ravens and Colts this afternoon for a controlled scrimmage. They'll play at the stadium on Thursday night. Meanwhile, Maryland football summer practice underway in College Park. Terps looking to bounce back from their worst record in the last 4 years under head coach Mike Locksley. They were 4-8 overall last year, 1-8 in conference play. Only Purdue at 0-9 was worse in the now 18-team Big Ten. Here's a great story, a blast from the past, from Charles Barkley, the Hall of Famer from the 76ers, talking about fellow Hall of Famer Larry Bird, the night that Bird said he was being disrespected by Philadelphia.
I remember him, he was cursing under his breath. And I asked him, I said, Larry, what's going on with you? He says, you guys are being disrespectful to me. And I says, what are you talking about? He says, you guys are putting a white guy on me. That's disrespectful. I just started laughing. I had no comeback. But he says, it's disrespectful when y'all put a white guy on me.
Imagine that. No comeback from Charles Barkley. The time now is 8:37. When we return, the Orioles are inducting a great into their Hall of Fame.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
You know, in his day, Larry Bird was considered the greatest trash talker in the NBA.
Yeah, he was good.
Byron Scott has talked about that, the former Lakers guard, Barkley, of course. Hey, guys, this weekend is a big weekend for the Orioles in terms of their Hall of Fame weekend. It's sponsored by the Orioles Advocates. It's been for a long time. Adam Jones will be going in, the beloved Oriole. Joe Orsolak will be going in. But Tom Davis, who is special on this air and really has been special for the last 50 years in Baltimore, will also go in. Here's a quick snippet in an interview talking about who he learned from in terms of football broadcasting.
I learned
from Chuck how to do a game on radio, and I sat next to him from 75 to when the Colts left, and he always would do down distance yardage before each play. He'd go
talking about the nuts and bolts of broadcasting. Yeah. So it's interesting to hear that the great Tom Davis learned from the great Chuck Thompson, and it goes from generation to generation.
Yeah, I worked with Tom back in 87 here when CBM was all sports.
We had
the Orioles at the time.
Not the Colts.
Colts were already gone. I think we ended up picking up Maryland and Navy, and we had a pro football game of the week, whatever it was. But it was just basically the Orioles.
Yeah, what do you think about going all sports now?
Not
happening.
No.
I worked with Tom, actually.
Davis, he's a pro's pro. Great guy.
Yeah.
The human laugh track, as we call him. What a great sense of humor. And he well-deserved honor, so congratulations.
Yeah. And we'll hear more from Tom over the next couple of days on this interview.
Sure. All right. Very good. Thanks, Gary. Okay. Oh, I got to the bottom of the WNBA with the sex toy.
Oh, you got to the bottom of it.
It's only when the Valkyries play.
Twice. That's correct. Okay. Yeah. So.
And the Valkyries had a player named Chloe Bibby.
Okay.
Okay. And she was Australian, and she left or was cut, and then she signed to the Indiana Fever. So apparently there's a Chloe Bibby fan who thinks that she's number one, and they keep throwing it out there on the court to remind that's people that she was number one.
And that's the bottom of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
We'll hear from you again around 9:05.
Put it out there.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. It's 8:40. You know, this is a story that seems to, as they say in the business, have legs.
Sydney hit the screen in Den. Blonde and smiling, clean and bright. American Eagle lit the fire. And the woke crowd cried all night. Sydney Sweeney has great genes. Guess that's all she had to do. Wear some pants, say thanks, my mama. Then watch Twitter melt in two.
Sydney Sweeney has great genes. Yeah, of course, the ad, which is, the height of ridiculousness, when you have Victor Davis Hanson commenting on how stupid this is, you know it's fairly stupid. But you remember the ad, if you've not seen the ad or heard the ad?
I'm not here to tell you to buy American Eagle jeans. And I definitely won't say that they're the most comfortable jeans I've ever worn. Or that they make your butt look amazing. Well, what do you mean to do that?
Sydney Sweeney has the jeans.
You see what I did there, right?
Okay, now, nobody seemed to have a problem when Beyonce, wearing a blonde wig, showed up for a Levi's ad loading laundry into a laundry machine. And again, the pitch was pretty much the same. Is it, ladies, you wear these jeans, whatever the brand is, and you're going to have guys oogling you, which is viewed in the jeans ad world as a good thing to do. All right, so, I mean, nobody much went there.
Yeah, where was the outrage of cultural appropriation then?
Yeah. Yeah, what are you, she's a blonde, really? I mean, and look, both these women have beautiful figures. They're both beautiful women. It has nothing to do with eugenics. It has nothing to do other than selling jeans to women who want their butts to look good. Now, when I really began to have a lot of respect for Sydney Sweeney, two events. First, where she said, I'm a wretched Republican, and then this event.
Sydney Sweeney has great splits.
Sydney Sweeney at a gun range.
Yeah.
All the targets, 9.5 seconds. I mean, every single target, she's 9.5 seconds.
She's also a car mechanic.
I mean,
she can actually work on cars.
It's great. I mean,
she was heckled yesterday. Somebody called her racist because of the ad.
God, so stupid.
She just ignored it.
Yeah. By the way, the ad has led to all kinds of other similar ads.
Our horse patrol unit has great jeans. Jeans that can stand up to the most rugged of rides. It's not just what we wear every day. It's in our DNA.
There is a house in your
Don't forget, folks, you know that If you don't like these, we can always go back to Dylan Mulvaney selling Bud Light. I mean, there is that prospect. Or, better yet, the Jaguar ads that saw the Jaguar CEO having to resign after the ads because they were such a disaster. These kind of ethereal, all-woke ads. Nobody bought a damn Jaguar after that because they couldn't understand what the hell the ad was all about. 843, traffic and weather on the threes. A man who's always understood, despite himself sometimes, Chuck Whitaker.
Yeah, you know, just goes that way with the territory sometimes.
Yeah.
Southwest side of the Beltway looks good right here at the BW Parkway and the Beltway coming up from I-97. There are some slow pockets yet coming down from Liberty Road through I-70 towards Frederick Road, the Interloop at Green Spring to the JFX, and the Parkville side got a little busy again between Bel Air Road and Providence Road on the northeast side, but with all the lanes open, JFX, you're fine. Both the tunnels still recovering. We're still in the neighborhood of 15, maybe 20 minutes with the delays southbound. Everybody's moving, but it's still slow and it's still involved, both on 895 and 95 going down through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday. Going to be a cloudy day today. Back up in the 80s. A little more humid and pretty much the same for tomorrow with a chance of a shower. Right now, cloudy 70 in Pikesville, and right now it is 73 in Annapolis. And time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
A feel-good story of the day brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road, Owings Mills, your headquarters for all your appliance needs. A brother and sister separated as children just found each other 80 years later.
Wow.
The names of Donna Hefka and Marion Griffin. She's 80. He's 81. Their mom had mental health issues, and their dad couldn't take care of them, so they ended up in foster care as babies back in the 1940s. Here's Marion talking about finding her long-lost brother.
I know, I'm just 80, and we're not getting any younger, and we found each other. My brother was so happy. He said, Marion, Marion, this is you. Oh, my goodness, I've been looking for you, Marion. He couldn't even stop saying my name. My gosh, don't give up. This is not the 40s no more and the 50s. And keep in contact with each other. Family is so important.
It is. This is an incredible story.
That's amazing.
It is. A feel-good news story brought to you by Town Appliance off Reisterstown Road, Owings Mills, your headquarters for all your appliance needs. And so you mentioned it. I thought maybe we should. We just heard the Sydney Sweeney jeans.
Yes.
And we'll hear from Dylan Mulvaney in just a moment.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. You'll meet Mayor and Mayor. They'll help you make the best choice, whether you're remodeling or replacing. They'll guide you through all their appliances like GE, Cafe, Monogram, Whirlpool, Electrolux, Gen Air, Bosch, and over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget. A family-run store that actually treats you like family. So skip the big box chaos, go where service still matters. And take it from me. Be prepared to be amazed like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
So it kind of sums up the difference between Republicans and Democrats right now.
Yeah.
The Sydney Sweeney jeans ad that mm-hmm. we just heard, that's right. All the rage now. It's dominating social media. It's trending everywhere. And then remember Dylan Mulvaney.
Hi. Impressive carrying skills, right? I got some Bud Lights for us. So, I kept hearing about this thing called March Madness, and I thought we were all just having a hectic month, but it turns out it has something to do with sports. This month, I celebrated my day 365 of womanhood, and Bud Light sent me possibly the best gift ever, a can with my face on it.
Yeah, okay.
So
and it went on from there.
That kind of sums up the difference between the Republicans and the Democrats right now, or the woke versus the non-woke, I guess.
We were being scolded.
Yeah.
If you didn't like that ad, we were being scolded. Well, who cares? Bud Light sales dropped off like crazy during that time period, and they had to do a whole retrench in order to begin to get some of their beer sales back. I don't think American Eagle is upset with what's happened to their sales.
20%.
Yeah.
and the President Trump came out yesterday, said that she's got the hottest ad in America.
Yep.
And he said AD, just in case.
Yep.
And it is it's up 20%. By the way, the owner of American Eagle is Jewish.
Interesting. Yeah.
So they said he purposely went out and got a blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl for eugenics purposes. And this guy's Jewish. Oh, they're in such a slump. They're lower than whale dung right now.
And I got to tell you, what still impresses me is 9.5 seconds every single target on the range. Oh, my God, this woman's good.
Yeah. By the way, MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene. She gave an interview recently. She says, I don't know if the Republican Party is leaving me or if I'm not relating to the Republican Party as much anymore. I don't know which one it is. I think the Republican Party has turned its back on America First and the workers and just regular Americans. She says she wants to stop foreign aid, continue to use DOGE, stop adding the national debt, and to be on the lookout for inflation. Quote, like, what happened to all those issues? You know what? I don't know what the hell happened with the Republican Party. I really don't. But I'll tell you one thing, the course that it's on, I don't want to have anything to do with it, and I just don't care anymore, says Marjorie Taylor Greene. And she basically says Israel is committing genocide in Gaza. Okay, no condemnation of Hamas there. So I think she's absolutely wrong on that one. But I do think she's right on a lot of the other issues. One thing she did point out is I think there are other women in our party that are really sick and tired of the way men treat Republican women. I think there's other women, Republican women, I'm just giving my opinion here, who are really sick and tired of them. And the one that really got shafted was Elise Stefanik. End of quote. Well, she was nominated by Trump to be the U.N. ambassador.
Yep.
And then a bunch of things happened where we were losing margins in the House. And they pulled her her nomination back to put her back in the House. So that was upset. She was most upset by Mike Waltz, the former congressman who got involved in Signalgate. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Yep.
And now, of course, he is the U.N. ambassador. And, quote, how does he get awarded after Signalgate? Isn't that weird? Who awarded him that? So MTG, not happy with the GOP right now. It says he still likes Trump, but the rest of the Republicans, you can keep them.
All right. There is, by the way, a good prospect. I think it's Elise Stefanik is going to run for governor in New York.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think she would be much more effective there than as a U.N. ambassador.
Yep. Yeah.
It's 8:51, and you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
The Rob Carson Show.
It shows the failure of the Democrat Party of Johnson's Great Society. What a colossal wreck it was. The Democrat Party owns it, and all they've got is distraction to take away from the societal ills that they helped create. Because I hate to see another generation of black kids growing up in hell in places like Chicago, Baltimore, or Washington, D.C. I'm done with it.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WC.
8:52 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot right after the top of the hour, of course. Kim Klasick live. Kim will stop in a couple of minutes to let us know what's on her agenda for the day.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
And we're looking forward to it. Rob Carson is relocated now.
He's here.
Living in the Delmarva region.
Yeah.
So, ample warning to those who know and have seen Rob. And just don't ask him about cooking, okay?
Yeah, God, no, don't ask.
He's good for an hour when he starts off on his recipes for his barbecue and stuff.
Or anything else.
Right.
How do you boil water? You're good for 45 minutes right there, man. I swear to God. It's 8:53. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Northbound 95 in Harford County through the mid-morning, through the midday, they're doing construction. They take away a lane northbound at Route 24 in Harford County. So if you're getting up around the 76-mile marker, that's the reason for the backup, at least a mile for the traffic on the northbound side. We're still about 15 minutes, maybe a little bit longer, with delays. Both the harbor tunnels right now, all the lanes are open. We started off earlier with a problem in the left tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. All of that is gone. The backup are still there. Slowing on the Beltway, Parkville side, interloop around Greenspring, and the west side is a little sluggish in spots between Liberty Road and the ramps down at Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for today, cloudy, a little more humid, temps into the 80s. Right now, 73 in the city, and it is 71 in Severn. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next. I can't imagine what Kim is going to be talking about today.
Oh, yeah. I'm going off today.
Are you going off today?
I am going off.
You got the fuses lit, as they say.
Oh, my gosh. All morning long, I have been just looking at just the implications here when it comes to Khadijah Walker being rejected by Baltimore County Council. And you know what? Shout out to Baltimore County Council for doing the right thing. She was barely rejected, though.
Right.
Okay? So Pat Young, remember his comment.
The flip-flopper.
Yeah. If it were up to me, I would reappoint Kelly Madigan. And then here he was. See, all of this time that was in between, I think that there was enough time to make some backdoor deals. You got Julian Jones and you've got Pat Young, both going for county executive.
Right, right.
And so they probably thought it was advantageous, whoever they spoke to go this route with Khadijah Walker.
Oh, you have to. If you're going to get the Jim Smith victory slate to support you in the Democrat Party and Olszewski's support for the candidate, you've got to toe the line. That's exactly what they did.
Yep.
They're entirely predictable.
Oh, yeah. So the big question of the day, should Baltimore County Council have a vote of no confidence with Kathy Klausmeier?
Absolutely.
See her video in the basement? Is that what?
Yeah, the hostage video.
I mean, what was that? I mean, are you kidding me? It's like Joe Biden a little bit.
It looks a bit like Joe Biden 2.0.
I am not going to make any more decisions in the near future.
Could they at least put the teleprompter next to the camera?
Yeah.
I mean, it was like off to the side, and she's like reading like this.
Yeah.
Well,
she was looking at her advisor, Johnny Walker.
Top shelf. That's exactly where she was looking. So I'm really fired up. We're going to talk about that today. Alex Harlan, he's running in 42A, the seat that Delegate Nino's leaving for county council. And so I'll talk to Alex Harlan today at 10 o'clock. He'll be live in studio. He has an event coming up, but he was also in Tennessee over the weekend at the Young Republicans National Convention. I don't know if you guys saw the drama that ensued there.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, you saw where some press were not allowed in.
Right.
There was a lot going on, so he's going to give us the details on that. And then I do want to talk a little bit about more corruption on the state level, which might have to do with Martin O'Malley and Governor Wes Moore. And then also I want to talk about Texas Democrats, because we started this conversation yesterday. And it seems like, it looks like they could end up getting cuffed here shortly.
Well, you know, I that might be all performative.
Yeah.
Because Abbott has a tendency to do that. Paxton, I think, is the real deal. The rest of them, the rhino and the speaker in the House, I don't trust him. But I wanted to get your thoughts on the Brandon Scott fundraiser at Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Whose district is that in?
Right.
I'm confused as to which Baltimore district covers Kennebunkport.
Yeah, well, you know like I know. The money flows in Martha's Vineyard. And I look at this situation, I'm thinking, who's putting their confidence in Mayor Brandon Scott in Martha's Vineyard?
Right. But wait a minute, I think we're going to take it one step further. Let's say Governor Moore is kind of not telling us the truth and decides he's going to run for president in 28.
Or he's convinced.
Who might be up next for governor?
No way. That didn't even cross my mind because it's so ludicrous.
You got to think. You got to think like they do.
I mean, Ludacris is running for governor?
That would actually be a better choice.
Kim Klasick Live.
Thanks, guys.
Coming up next. Well, some of listeners thought they would weigh in on Mayor Scott's chances in the for a third term.
Sometimes that's what happens. People sneak in. People sneak in. It's part of the rules.
Sneak in?
I mean, it's part of the rules. He's following the rules. So, and maybe that is sort of a glitch in the system, but he is following the rules. So,
I oppose term limitations. I think the voters should determine when, if their council person or mayor is not doing the job, then they should be the ones to say, we don't like you. We want someone else to do it.
Yeah, well, he would be within the rules because the term limit would passed. It didn't get passed till after his first term. So this is technically his first term after the law. So he can run for another term, believe it or not. Rescue Natural Supplements wanted me to remind you that, yes, the Customer Appreciation Mega Sale is ongoing. And you can save all sorts of money. And the more you buy, the more you save on all your favorite Rescue Natural Supplements. These are the nutraceuticals that have maintained your health, repair your health. And, again, with no side effects whatsoever. They're nutraceuticals, not pharmaceuticals, whether it's omega-3s, whether it's sleep aids, weight loss gain, or multivitamins, again, the probiotic, the vital D3, all of it now dramatically marked down. And you can save money by buying three or more bottles. If you buy three, you save 30%. Use the coupon code THANKS30. If you buy four or more bottles, you save 40%. The coupon code is THANKS40. Or if you want to save 50% when you buy five or more bottles, use the coupon code THANKS50 when you order yours today. 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Or online at res-q.com. That does it for us. Stay tuned for Kim coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. We'll be back tomorrow at 6. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.